Hola.
Hello.
Did you upgrade your internet?
I did not upgrade my internet.
Okay. I had a high signal. Oh, there it went. It went back down. Okay.
I did not upgrade.
It even got worse.
You had to mention it.
Yeah, damn it.
You
It was
didn't knock on wood.
a solid signal, and then I don't know what happened.
I know what happened. Damn it. If it gets too bad, let me know.
What are you doing?
It's not me that's doing things.
Oh,
It's a bunch of
no.
brats.
No,
Your
we don't
connection's.
have it. It's fine right now. I can hear you. You could hear me.
Yep, no problem right now.
Yeah. I don't have to call child services.
I don't know what's happening. He just got really angry and then it cut out. I heard hitting and screaming.
Help! I saw that new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Didn't know there was a new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, it was The Visit. It's really good.
Oh, The Visit. Oh, is
Yeah.
that? I didn't know that was. I didn't realize that was
Yeah.
his thing.
It's got some really good hooks in there. Like, it's horror that's not like rated R horror. You know what I mean? It's just good horror movie. It's a kids going to spend the week with their grandparents that they've never met, and the mom doesn't even talk to the grandparents, but lets them go because the daughter wants to meet the grandparents because they had a falling out when she
Is it
was.
the mother's parents?
Yeah. The father's out of the picture. So it's just a single mom letting her. She's going on vacation with their boyfriend, and then they go to with their grandparents for 1 week.
Okay.
The mom reluctantly lets them go because not because she thinks her parents are bad, but because of the falling out, and they haven't talked for years. So, and the grandparents really wanted to see the kids, but it's good. You'd like it. You'd like that kind of shit.
Yeah, I think it got good reviews too, if I remember
Well,
correctly.
it's like 65 on critics and a little higher on fans,
Which is better
which is pretty good.
it's better than most of his more recent movies. I
Yeah.
don't know, has he had a well-received movie since this is his first one?
Was it his first? What do you mean was his first one?
Since Sixth Sense?
Oh no, he's done a ton of them. Unbreakable, he did that plant movie with
No,
Mark.
I know he did a ton of them, but they're usually panned.
No, I think
It's Unbreakable did was
Unbreakable was
okay.
critically acclaimed, but I don't think it was a
Yeah.
box office smash. And then the other one I think he did that was with the aliens, where Mel Gibson and the kids, where they had to put the aluminum foil on their heads and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Signs.
Signs was also a good movie for him. The rest of them I enjoy. Like, I don't hate them. But they weren't as up to
Yeah,
snuff, you
that
know.
was good. This is one of his better ones.
Yeah.
I will definitely have to check that out. I don't know if I put that on hold at the library. Let me check my file system. Let's see. Library file A. No, B. So what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting ready to eat some buttermilk pancakes while we record. Barb's making homemade buttermilk pancakes.
Nice. A true
Yeah.
geek brunch.
Yes, a true geek brunch. I never heard from Micah, but I figured he probably didn't have time to do anything, so he's like, what am I going to talk about? My essay and that I'm writing in Japanese.
So he already told us about his trip, so
Yeah.
He hasn't fallen back into the comic life. Although he didn't really talk about the manga aspect of Japan. I don't know if he explored the world. Oh, yeah, I guess he did because he talked about people, those the thick digests they have.
Yeah.
Oh, my brain is not working yet. Damn it.
Mine either. I'm thinking about hotcakes.
I just went to my library site to put a hold on the visit and did a search for library instead of visit.
That's pretty awesome. And there's probably a movie called The Library.
I don't know if there was a. There were definitely books. Wasn't there a comic called The Library? Or was it The Librarian? Damn it! What am I doing?
Librarian was a TNT movie, I think, or TNT TV
Oh,
show.
TV show. Yeah, with.
Noah Wyle-ly.
I never saw that.
I didn't either.
Probably why it was canceled. Maybe they'll uncancel it. Oh, wait, they're not DC. They won't uncancel
That was pretty cool. I like that.
it.
I did that. I did the save a Mega Man, and then I thanked Dan DiDio too.
That was probably the one that tipped it over the edge.
No, I think Hostin's was. Do you know Hostin?
Yes,
Chris
I have met
Campbell's friend?
Hassan.
Yeah. I think his was tipped it over the edge because he, when he wrote his, he did the right thing. He says, "You promised us 12 issues," which they did, and then you're saying we're not going to get 12 issues.
I'm gonna do save the prez.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you used to list it as 12 issues and
But
then you changed to six.
I have heard, though, I don't know if this is rumor, but I have heard on the Twitters and talking to Twitter people that they're for Prez, they're going to finish it at six, but then it's going to come back in a second series.
Okay.
So that would be cool.
Think it's doing well enough.
Well, I think it's critically acclaimed, like Omega Man, right? So, like
So they're hoping the momentum.
the 5 people that are reading it are loving it.
Not five people, like 3,000 probably.
No, it's more than
Not
that.
10,000. Isn't that
Yeah.
their minimum somewhere around there? Yeah. 10,
10,000's
12.
good for another publisher, but with all the overhead that DC and Marvel have, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame them for canceling it, you know?
No. Yeah, well, like Omega
They're
Man, I looked at the sales numbers and it was at the bottom,
it
so
has like 13,000 after three
it's
issues.
understandable on their side. It
And
sucks for
if
readers.
everybody, though, does something like buys 2 copies, then maybe it'll help.
I mean, 26,000 copies sold. Although, yeah, then you'd have to ask your comic shop
Four
to order two for you.
hotcakes to start off with. That looks good. Are you going to share that with me? The one that you just pulled out? Sorry about that, Bill. I'm getting
How big are
distracted.
the how big are the hot cakes? How big are Barb's hot cakes?
They're regular size. There's one that's pretty big. But they
So you
look
can eat.
delicious.
So you can do more than four of them.
Yeah,
Don't you get full? I fill up on those things.
I can eat a dozen if you force me.
I couldn't eat a dozen.
But you got a belly of like you
They
can't.
expand in my stomach too much.
You got your stomach stapled as a teenager. You had that surgery done?
Yeah, the stomach stapling. Well, yeah. Well, I used to be 2,000 pounds back in high school.
Yeah. But if you ate
Measured.
too many hotcakes, like if I went to a Comic Con with you and I said you will eat all these hotcakes, I could break open the staples and you'd pass away. So I
Or
gotta be
maybe.
careful. I gotta sometimes say, Bill, are you eating a little too much?
Yeah, how
Are
are the staples? Are your staples hurting?
your staples stretching?
But maybe my staples would pop open, and then I'd be like, "It's a whole new world."
I want some
I
meat.
want a whole donut.
Yeah, I can have a whole donut now that my stomach's not stapled. I
right.
can't
It
believe
fit
you
a full
invested that
person.
much money in that stomach stapling,
Oh, it wasn't that much.
though. Oh, you had it done on the side street or what?
Back, yeah, when there's a well, no, just an alley. There's a door in the alley. You go down the alley. There's a
Some
door.
shady guy. You
You
want your stomach stapled?
knock three times. You
He
say
had a staple gun and he just
say
boom.
staples, and then then they bring you in. Oh, it's fine though. I mean, they use anesthetic and all that, anesthesia and all that
Yeah.
stuff.
And they've lasted all these years. I guess it's been okay.
Yeah, it's
It just
good.
changed your eating habits. Like you eat like a bird now.
And
A really small bird.
sometimes my mind no work, not good. But besides that, it's fine.
Not good.
It's
I type in library instead of
another type of library instead of a visit.
it's because of the staple stomach.
My staples are rusting inside my body.
Yeah, they used the ones that they bought at Target. Like, they just used a lot
Well, hell of a lot of a whole box.
Yeah, the acid has got to be eating away at those things. That's why you eat like veggie stuff because there's no acid. Keep the
And
acid down.
they bought the they bought the cheap ones that were made in China, so
Yeah.
that lead is gives me an extra energy.
Yeah,
The lead leaching into my body. Me am good at podcast.
so you learn a lot on this podcast. You learn a lot that Bill got his stomach stapled. That's why his internet gets bad sometimes. It interferes with the signal.
If I get too close to the wireless router.
Or too close to his kids because the kids are holding up the antenna.
Well, to the left, to the left. Damn it. No, they're holding up the HD antenna for the TV.
Oh.
So I get my signal.
That's right. The rabbit ears.
That ain't his signal.
You're old school.
Move the rabbit signal. Rabbit ears. I remember those things. Pain in the
Yeah.
ass.
Good old days, huh?
Don't know if I remember them on a main TV, though. I think we always had the antenna on the roof as far back as I remember.
These pancakes are damn good. I'm not gonna make pancakes anymore. I usually make the pancakes. I'm not gonna make them anymore after this.
Do you guys make it with pancake from a box or like
She
homemade
made it
pancake?
with buttermilk and ingredients.
Mm-mm.
Vanilla.
Yeah, you always got to put a little vanilla in there.
Cinnamon vanilla. Fantastic.
Sounds good. Now I want some. How do you make yours?
Out of the box, and I add vanilla
And my secret
and eggs.
ingredient. Follow the instructions on the box. I don't think that's
I'm not
much
very
worse.
talented
Oh,
when
you're
it
just
comes to
lazy.
making anything. I got shit to do, man. I got comics to write. I got podcasts to do. I'm doing like 12 podcasts now. I'm a busy guy, man.
You are busy. I don't know how you manage to keep up with your comic book reading.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're too busy talking about them.
That's right. I don't keep up. What's the problem?
Don't have time to read them or file them.
You know me. I don't keep up. I think I'm gonna go beyond four pancakes. That's what I think. I'm gonna eat your pancakes too. Like if you were here, Bill, I'll eat two. You probably could only eat two. So I'll eat two more.
I only need three.
He says he could eat three. That's like pushing the staples, though. That's like,
It depends how much I had the night before.
yeah.
And depends how big. Well, the third one would have to be like one of the. I'd like to grab one of the smaller ones.
Do you know that you're my only co-host that has a stomach stapled? That's pretty incredible, huh? I don't know of any other co-hosts that have a stapled stomach.
What about Ivy? That's possible.
Oh, shit. I never asked him. And he does eat like you.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to see him at Baltimore. Too bad you're not going to be there.
I know. It sounds like you guys are going to have a blast at the Baltimore Comic Con.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Budweiser.
That's right.
I don't know if it's sponsored, but I don't think it's sponsored by Budweiser. Seems like there's a lot of people going, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of people going, but there's a lot of people that are not going. Like, Campbell might not go. It depends on what happens with this kid. Like, if it's born, or when she's born. And then, well, I don't think it would even be, if she's not born, I don't think he can leave. Because if you're at the Comic-Con, and it's like, I'm going into labor. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, especially if you have, like, bad cell reception.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I should probably check on my wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few hours. She's what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd never live that one down.
I don't think he'll be there.
Of my daughter because I
think he really wants to, but he can't. You know, he knows what's important, so he won't be there. And then, I don't think Keith will be there. Like when he doesn't answer you, like when you ask him a question, are you going to be there, Keith? And he like changes the subject, like, oh, I just farted. That usually means that he's not going there. He never say yes or no. It's just like he tells us a story about something. That usually means a no.
Is he going? Oh.
Whoo! I ripped one.
And then I was in Germany and we were at this brew pub.
That's right. And then I shaved my man parts, and that's what happened.
Do you guys ever find when you're shaving your balls that?
Yeah.
Do you guys talk about that again?
Shaving the balls about manscaping. No, but I know when Keith, he likes his women shaved. So when he goes down, he thinks he has to be equal. So like he doesn't want them to get air caught in their mouth. So he doesn't expect it to be there either. At least that's what I learned from recording DC Noise.
You learn the important things of life.
Yeah. So if you ever share a room with them and you walk into the shower and you see like this really groomed ball.
Well groomed, I'll be like, oh, wow. That is beautiful.
That is beautiful. How do you do that?
That looks like a flower. Can I touch it?
So what have you been up to?
In the last week, a bunch of working. Do we do anything?
You mean on the weekends? Mm-hmm. You've been working weekends now?
Nah, just during the week.
Oh.
I can't remember what we did last weekend. I don't even remember what we did yesterday. I'm very bad at remembering. Nothing major, though. That I can recall. We did have we're looking into getting another cat.
I thought you did the last recording.
Did I mention it last recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so we're looking.
Trotter kept coming in and saying, when are we going to go to PetSmart to go get a cat?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get another cat because it's lonely. Everybody's lonely. We need another cat.
Yes, my family decided we need another cat.
But it's hard to find a cat that has their stomach stapled in right out of the box.
You don't have to worry about that. You just don't feed them. It's easy. It's easy. Easy to control an animal's size.
Mm-hmm.
You get two.
Two pellets
of cat food.
That's right.
You will not complain. No, so yeah. So I guess last weekend I took my daughter to a couple pet stores and we were looking at the cats, but we didn't find any that we liked. And then My daughter's been searching online on like a Pet Finder or something for kittens. She found one she liked and wanted to see, so we contacted the place and they brought the kitten over to our house the other day so we could check it out. I didn't really like it though. I'm very picky when it comes to animals, especially cats, since I don't really like cats that much.
What do you do? Do you give them a quiz, like interview questions?
Yeah, there's a whole series of interviews.
Then you run them through a course and say, "Can you listen to my commands?"
I tell them to sit and see if they'll sit, and then I tell them to roll over, see if they'll roll over. Then we talk about their childhood.
the How their upbringing.
Yeah, and what inspires them, what their goals are. And then I ask them what their biggest weakness is and what's their biggest strength. And
And then you give
then
them a
the biggest
programming
mistake.
test.
Yeah, the biggest mistake they made at their last employer and what they would do to change. And then I ask them what's the biggest accomplishment they had at their past employer.
Yeah. And this one didn't cut the mustard, huh?
Then I give them a sample of code and tell them to debug it.
That's pretty
No.
rigorous, man.
This one, for some reason, couldn't. I gave the cat the piece of paper and it just tore it up. I'm like, that is not how you debug code, man. Then I show you the door.
Can you hold up this antenna for 12 hours while I record Geek Brunch?
Can you stay offline for 12 hours while I
You will
record?
not get a cat iPod. I do not want to see you next to this internet.
I don't want a cat that's going to be messing with my shit.
Yeah.
I don't let my current cat into my office where I keep all my comic books.
Well, I thought you meant the toilet with you.
Oh, in the off, yeah, she can go in the other office. She cannot come in this office.
You said don't mess with your shit.
Don't come near my comics. I don't even let my kids in here. I let my kids in here. They don't care. But cats and comics, forget about it. That's my pet lesson of the day.
Yeah. I think I'm going to max out at four. As soon as the pancakes hit your belly, they expand.
I told you, pancakes. That's why I can't eat that many pancakes because they just like
They're
there's
damn good. You
some
could take the
process
whole
by
syrup.
which, yeah.
I am done.
Once
That was
they hit
delicious.
your
Hey,
stomach
woman,
acid, they
that
like expand. Oh, sorry,
was really good.
you can
That
yell at
was really
Lilith.
good.
Good job, Lilith.
You will not be my Lilith today because you obeyed me and made me breakfast. The Bible says you shall do that. Make their man breakfast. I remember that verse.
It's true, it does say that. It says they will obeyeth their husband.
Yeah. So you could be
Woman
my
shall
second wife,
obeyeth.
Eve. You're not my first wife that didn't listen to me.
You've been promoted
You've been promoted
to Eve status.
to the second wife.
Second wife status.
Good times. All right, well, this is Geek Brunch, and I'm your host, Mike M.
And I am your other host, Bill M. Not M.
Or DBM.
Just Bill.
No, that's another guy.
I am your other host, DBM.
Just Bill is just another guy.
I'm not just Bill.
I used to
I
listen to
am.
that podcast, Just Bill's Drawer Box or something like that.
Oh no, you're breaking up.
Oh
Hey, who's on the internet?
no.
Who's on the internet?
I can hear you.
What are you doing, Josh?
Who's on the internet?
You're not watching a video? Okay.
Eat two crackers.
He claims innocence.
Yes.
Although now it's clear again.
Ah.
See that? You just need a forceful voice.
That's weird how, like, you speak up and the internet gets better.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Your kids aren't on it. I don't know how your voice could change the internet signal. That's pretty incredible.
Lift the antenna higher. Higher. Stand up on the coffee table if you have to. It's safe. Just do it. Stand up on the piano.
There's a ladder up to the roof. Go up there.
That's right. Go up on the roof.
Your kids would probably love that. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, they probably would.
Off.
What kid doesn't like going on the roof? I guess kids who are afraid of heights, maybe.
Yeah.
So you want to talk some comics?
Yeah, let's do that.
Or we could talk about previews if you have anything special to pick out, because we haven't talked about previews yet.
Sure.
This month.
We could do that first. We didn't coordinate much books except for one, right?
Yeah, maybe we might have some overlap, but I don't know if we will.
I doubt it. Not this week.
This is a less coordinated week.
Yes. All right, I went into the bathroom and got my previews.
All right. Make sure you wipe it off before you bring it near the computer, because I don't want to catch anything.
Yeah, it's fine. I forgot that how susceptible to disease you are because of your stomach stapling.
That's right. If one little molecule of
fecal matter
gets near my staples,
that's what I'm going to title this episode. Fecal matter. I like that.
Hang on, you're breaking up. Someone, it's gonna be my.
I can hear you just fine.
You keep breaking up, so I'm not breaking up at all for you?
Not at all. It's coming crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Am I breaking up right now?
No, you're not breaking
mic
up
check.
Right now.
Mic check. Test one. Test two. Scooby dooby doo.
Sounds.
Ga-ba-da-ba-da.
Clear as a bell.
There you go.
Bong.
Do you know the origins of the Scooby dooby doo? Ga-ba-da-ba-da?
I do not.
It goes back when I was doing a podcast with somebody from Spain, Portugal, and it was called Indie Comic Book Noise, or Indie Comic News, or something like that. And he used to say my S's used to come across like they would amplify or something. So that's where the Scooby Dooby Doo Scabba-dabba-da came from.
Sibilance or something?
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. The origin of the Scooby Dooby Doo Scabba-dabba-da.
And what does that accomplish?
It's a sound check. I do the sound check so I could listen to myself. Like before we record, if I'm recording, like if it's Valiant Podcast and I know I don't have to record, I don't give a shit. But I usually test the line before we record. With the test, the test connection thing. I usually test it and record it.
Make sure
recorder
the levels are okay.
Yeah.
I never do that. I'm going to do that right now. Will it disconnect me?
I didn't think you had a recorder. Do you?
I just meant in... Oh, you mean in the recorder? That's where you do it.
Yeah. My recorder.
No, I was just going to check.
Sure the recorder's good.
Understand. No, I was just going to check my level in Skype. I look good. Ta, ta, ta. Two, two, two. T, t, t.
T, t.
Looks good.
I soak on those tatas.
Tatas.
Tatas. Sucky, sucky tatas.
Smooth. Smooth tatas. smooth
Nipple.
tatas.
That's like the different words you nipples.
Nipple. Nipple.
Nipple.
Tatas. All right, my sound check is right. I'm done my sound check.
Now you passed.
My levels look good.
That's good. All right. We're gonna start off in Dark Horse. What do you got?
Dark Horse comic starting in the beginning of, and we're looking at, I'm gonna do this official like. We are looking at the September 2015 issue of Previews, issue number 324, available from Diamond Comics. We're starting in the Dark Horse section, which is always the first section of Previews. And what is the first thing I have in. Oh, mine's not in order! Son of a bitch!
What do you mean? What's wrong?
Where's my book? Ah, damn it.
You don't have previews? Where the hell are you? It was your suggestion. What the fuck is the matter
I
with
have previews.
you? Well, open the damn book.
I have previews and I have my file which has the books I want to order in it. But it's not in the publisher order. So
What is it,
I
in
gotta.
alphabetical order?
It's alphabetical order.
That's bullshit, man.
But I do have a list. All right, I'm gonna go get my list. I'm gonna go
Oh,
yell at my kids too while I'm at it. I'll be right back.
all right. Look, we got on Dark Horse. I haven't decided to order it yet, but Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Number one, based on the hit video game. The art looks good. It's by Marcelo Fiera. And the writer is Larry Hama of G.I. Joe fame. And he's done a lot of other stuff.
Okay, I found my book.
All right.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about Call of Duty Black Ops. I haven't decided if I'm going to order it yet. But I think I might because it's only six issues, so I might give it a shot. I get the Lara Croft, and I'm buying Mirror's Edge, which is a video game, and Eve, which is a video game. So why not? I don't even play any video games. That's the funny part.
Oh, you're breaking up terribly.
Let me recall you back. How about that? You want me to try? Bill. Hello. I'm going to try to recall you back. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds better.
Ah. It was you all along. You can't go.
Whatever you did must have fixed it.
You can't Google Tatas all the time while we're
I exceeded the Tata limit.
Tata limit.
I forgot that I had my phone on. I kept saying Tatas and I kept doing searches and downloading stuff.
I wonder if you're LinkedIn on your phone at the same time. Did you close like? Do you have like your the Skype app up on your phone? Shut
No.
that fucking thing off if it is. It'll interrupt shit.
I don't think I have. My phone's not even on.
No. You don't turn your phone on? What good
Sometimes I
is a
do.
cell phone? Oh my
Okay,
God.
fine. I'll turn it
Try
on.
trying to reach you. I
Would I want people to be able to reach me? Yes.
think you should go to Baltimore Con. I think you should just buy a ticket right now.
I should go to Baltimore. I should
Yeah.
just get in my car and drive out there. How far is that?
I don't know where you're even at. You're somewhere in Chicago?
Yeah,
I
like
don't
10
know.
hours or something.
Just do it.
One
Start now. You have till Thursday to
year
get there.
I will definitely, maybe next year I will attempt to go to Baltimore. I think it's a little late for me to plan to go to Baltimore this year.
Life is too
Maybe
short. You
next
need
year.
to go to Baltimore.
I would like to go to a West Coast convention.
Like Denver Comic Con?
Because there's.
Hello?
You, I, that's not very West Coast.
Well, I guess it's west.
it's more west, yeah, than I usually go. It'll be the furthest west con.
You want to
But
go
I
to
want to go.
Emerald City or San Diego Comic-Con?
I don't really want to go to San Diego, but yeah, maybe one of the Seattle ones or something. Or
Seattle's a little more pretentious. You ought to love that.
that'll be perfect. They'll have. Well, there's a
Jeff?
lot of creators that never go to the East Coast shows, so
Yeah.
I'll never see them. And sometimes, yeah, I'll never see them. And there could be the, and there's also the possibility that I would go to a show that they're at and just miss them entirely. So I'd miss them anyway. But anyway,
Yeah.
besides that, I don't know. It seems like it'd be cool. But Baltimore, yeah, I'd like to go there too. Just because there's lots of people there. Number
Yeah,
one.
that's what it's about.
That is what it's about.
Yeah.
And seeing creators that I've never seen before. So I can show them my manscaping.
That's right. What do you think of this? Can I show you my portfolio of my groin?
Can I show you something? I've been working on this for a while.
It's a coffee table book about pictures of my shaved genitalia.
This was back in 05. Times were a little wild back then, as you can
Yeah.
see.
As you can see, I pierced this.
Well, 7, there's a piercing.
Yeah, my scrotum is pierced. And then also I have this pierced. What is that called? A Prince Charles?
Yeah, Prince Charles. I think he's called.
That's what you have. Prince Albert. Is it Prince Albert?
It's probably not a Prince
Bill
Charles.
agreed with me.
Look,
A
I can't keep these princes
Prince Albert.
straight up. Prince Albert in a can. Which is the prince in a can?
The prince in a can.
The Prince Albert in a can?
I don't know what you mean by in a can.
Oh, there's some joke. It's a British thing.
Never heard the. That's why I'm not British, Bill.
And why don't you do? I'll let. That's how you're not British. Why don't you do a search for Prince Albert and see what comes up?
I don't want to put that on my computer. I do not want
Do Prince Albert manscaping and then
it.
see what images you get.
No, no, thank you.
Well, I'll do the search for Tatas and see if I can. We'll split up. We'll split up. Teamwork. You'll handle the
No, I think we should switch.
Albert.
I'll look up the Tatas. You do the Prince Albert. You're the one working on the coffee table book.
I am.
You have all these projects.
Finally, a use for all my photos.
Maybe you should go to Madonna and see if she'll help you put your book out. She likes those weird photo books.
Yeah. You can sell those photo books for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
We'll pay it. Screw
I
this
went to
comic book
her in
business.
college. Her photo book came out, her coffee table book. It was real controversial at the time.
That was, yeah. Yeah, that was when I was, I think I was a senior in high school.
Oh, I was a senior in college.
No, you were not a senior in college. You were probably a freshman in college.
No, I was at least a junior or senior.
No way. Were you a child prodigy?
I'm
I swear that came out when I was in college.
46.
I know, I'm 40, almost 45.
Yeah, well, I
I'm
had
only a
2
year
years
behind
on me.
you. Possibly, yeah, I'm possibly 2 years. I'm either 1 or 2 years behind you in
I
school.
remember because I remember explicitly because
I'm
my
gonna look it up.
one of the IEEE guys that I hung out with was infatuated with Madonna, and he brought that coffee table book into the lounge. I remember it
I'm pretty
distinctly.
sure it was published earlier than that, though. Oh, son of a bitch, you're right.
I remember things when there's naughty parts involved.
That was when I was in high. No, I guess yeah. I went to the high school. She was still a pop star, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Or that was like the height of her. Guess you're right. 92, it says.
Yeah.
92, man. I think I was out of school. When did I graduate? 93.
93. We both
Yeah.
graduated in
Yeah,
93.
93. Damn, you're right.
Of course I am.
What are your friends?
I don't have the stapled stomach that causes me to lose my
You don't have the
memory.
lead
The
leaching in your
lead
brain.
leaking into my belly, yeah.
You see your friend had the book?
Yes, I looked at it. Yeah.
Nice. That's probably worth
Well, he
money.
actually brought it into the lounge where we used to hang out with before class.
That was a big deal when it came out. I
There was yeah,
remember.
there was a lot of tatas, and there was shaved stuff in there too, and unshaved stuff.
Yes, lots of.
I'm gonna have to put Madonna in the show notes.
I'm gonna see how much it's worth now. Oh, look, it's like $125. I
Yeah.
thought it'd be more than that.
There are probably millions of copies sold.
Well, it says the first. Looks like there's different editions. Like there's a.
What is the title of it?
Sex.
Madonna Sex Book.
Yeah.
Madonna Sex Coffee Table Book. First edition.
You
Man, they
looking that
don't.
up in your comic shop app?
$175. $125. It comes with a CD and comic. Wow.
I wonder if that's like a later. It says first edition. I don't remember it coming with a comic.
Well, this one says, oh, that's a CD pass invite. Ooh, I wonder what you got to see in that. If you're invited to backstage. This one's sealed in Japan. Oh, we got to tell Micah about that. Japan Brown Box, first edition. I'm going to buy it right now. See if they have any. Oh, they're all sealed, the ones that I'm seeing. I wanted to see some pictures.
Oh, I'm sure you could find a scan of it online
Yeah.
now. All right, enough looking at Madonna's sex book.
Ta-ta.
Previews!
It took
The
us like
Tata.
3 hours to get here because of Bill's internet. That part is going to be edited out, but Bill's internet was really bad.
I had to give you something to do. It
Yeah.
was bad. I couldn't hear anything.
Until I technically told him what I tell most people, reboot.
Reboot. I didn't even reboot. I just restarted Skype, but that worked.
I knew it came back too fast. Because your reboots usually take
Oh, for a
hours.
reboot. Yeah, my reboot would take a while. Well, I figured just rebooting Skype would do it because if it was a problem, it was a problem with Skype and not a problem with my computer. And
Yeah.
it worked.
So are we only focusing on number ones? Is that what we're
No,
doing?
we're focused. Well, primarily, I would say,
Yeah.
but
'Cause I'm
whatever.
getting everything,
Yeah,
so
otherwise, we'll be stopping on every page, which would be fun for listeners because we could just go through previews and check, put a check mark next to everything Mike's getting, and then be amazed. It's like when you take a book and you highlight all the passages you're interested in. If that was a if previews was a book, you'd have like the whole book would be like highlighted.
That's what I used to do when I studied. I thought everything was important. And
Highlight.
I realized when I was in my Fields and Waves book, and the whole book was yellow.
You're like, maybe I should prioritize. I'm surprised you could highlight a book because it's like defacing a book. It'd be like highlighting a comic book.
That's a textbook, though. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, in
Just need it
retrospect.
to pay to
But you put.
study.
Yeah, but they charge like $500 for those books.
I kept all my books, though. I didn't sell them back. I never knew when they'd come back up. And by the time
Good.
I
Now
was
you can use
out,
them.
yeah, now I can use them
Now you
again.
have a bunch of books that are like way out of date, but there's probably like way newer volumes out of them.
Science doesn't change, my friend. I hate to tell you this, but
Science changes every day. What are you talking
technology
about?
changes, but
Science
everything that's
changes every day. That's
every
the point of
equation, every
science.
equation in those fucking books is gonna still be an equation in today. It's still valid. Physics doesn't change. You've been reading too much Federal Bureau of Physics.
That's true.
You're getting reality confused because of your staple stomach.
Physics, yeah, physics changes all the time. I'm confusing fiction with reality.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Previews. Let me see. My first pick. Wait, that's DC. Hang on, my system's broken.
Are you getting the Call of Duty?
Oh, there's DC. Oh, I found. Oh, there it is. What?
Are you Call getting of Duty? Call of Duty Black Ops?
Oh, I don't play video games. What page is that on?
34.
That's like the first page.
Yes.
No, I am not getting Call of Duty. Why are you getting it? Because Larry Hama is doing it?
Because it interests me.
I do like the art in this
sample.
Yeah,
I did like the art.
It's nice. Marcelo Fiera.
And then
I've never played the video game, so.
I buy video game stuff. I'm reading Mirror's Edge. That's video game. I'm reading Brian Wood's new one, Eve. That's a video game. I'm reading Laura Croft. That's a video game. I'm reading, Mirror's Edge, Eve, Valkyrie.
Man, you're crazy with the video game books.
I don't even play the video games. They're comics, though. They're fiction. If you like the topic, why not?
I almost got Mirror's Edge number one.
I did. It was kind of confusing. I read it. We'll talk about it.
I'm glad I didn't get it then. I made a smart decision.
Well, I think the way it started, this is the second volume of Mirror's Edge.
Okay,
it's not the first one. It's the second volume, so it expects, I think, that you know who Eve is. It's weird because there's Eve Valkyrie, which is a video game, but her name is Eve too. So, oh no, her name is Faith. I got it confused. She's Faith, this girl on the cover of Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting
Joe Golem, occult detective.
You are getting it or not?
I am.
I'm not getting it.
Look at the cover. It's fucking awesome. Worth
it. I know, but I
mission.
I'm not a big Mike Mignola fan.
I don't know. The preview pages look pretty cool.
They do. Well, you have to let me know how that is. And I'm getting... Where is that?
Mind Management Volume 6. Are you getting that?
No, I've been bad on mind management.
Why? The fuck are you not getting Max Pen? What the fuck is the matter with you?
I don't know. It's because I got the first couple and then I still haven't read them, so.
Yeah, but you see, your system is so fucking broke. It's a fucking broke system. This first issue bullshit is just, you're in a repetitive cycle of not reading anything. You just read number ones. That's all you fucking, you don't even fucking read the trades. You just buy them and they sit on your shelf and maybe you get to one 12 years later. Come on, man. Just go monthly.
Then they would just pile up and I wouldn't read them. I do read monthly for some stuff. And I read trades, son of a bitch.
No, you don't.
I do.
What trade did you read this month? This week. Tell me what trade you read, motherfucker.
I read...
Don't lie to me either. Don't pull shit out of your ass.
I'm trying to remember. I'm reading one, but I'm halfway through it. I can't remember what it is now.
Jesus Christ!
I read a bunch of stuff. What was the...
You buy number ones,
Wait, let me think. Let me
and then you
think.
buy trades and you don't even know what the fuck you
Oh,
just
I
read.
know. I read.
Your stomach stapling is
I
killing you. You gotta pull those fucking staples out.
No.
Yes, pull those fucking things out. They're rotting your fucking mind.
They keep me slender. Here,
Yeah,
get
they
out of here,
keep you
cat.
slender, but you don't even remember.
Go,
Now you're
go,
abusing your
go.
cat.
Shoo, get out of here. Stay away from the comics. Shoo, shoo. It's not shooing. Yes, I am reading Postal Volume 1.
Okay.
I'm partway through it. I was hoping to finish it for today, but I was not able to.
Well, I'll talk about the last four issues, so I'll spoil it for you.
And I read this week I read the letter 47 volume 2.
47 is 44.
Letter 44, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, letter 44.
Is letter 47 like the sequel? What the fuck? Are you reading in the future?
Letter 40. Yeah, let Well, I thought it started with 44 and now it's up to 47. There's been a bunch of letters.
Yeah.
Yes, letter 44, volume 2. I read that.
Oh, Lord.
So there you go.
Your
Don't read
system's so
anything.
broken.
The system is perfect. But my management, yes, I've been bad.
Very disappointed in
I know I
you.
started reading the first volume and I couldn't get into it. And I haven't gone back to
It's
it.
not for you.
Maybe it's not for me.
Maybe you just don't have taste.
You know what my one complaint with my management is?
What?
All the text like on the in the seam.
You don't have to read that. That's just extra shit.
I know, but it interrupts my reading, so I have to stop and read all the stuff on the seam. All the comments everywhere. I gotta read them.
No, but those things on the seam, they're not even in the panels. They're on the outer rim of the panels.
I know, you gotta read
No, you don't.
them.
I don't read them. They bother me. I know I'm missing part of some of the inner secrets, but they annoy me too. I'm old. I'm not. I don't want to fucking read that crazy. I don't want to solve a puzzle.
That's my
Read
problem.
upside down.
I think I need to read through it without reading the seams, and then maybe go back and read the seams or something. I don't know. I can't figure it out. That's why I haven't gone back to it. It's like a puzzle. It confused me too much.
Are you gonna get Midnight Society, the Black Lake trade paperback?
I am because I finally read number one and I loved it.
I loved it too. I read number two, so I just bought number three. So
Yeah,
that's
that's one of
good.
the things I wanted to talk about today is the first issue. It was awesome. It's kind of
Thought
like
the
a
second issue was better than the first, but
nice.
I was on the fence with the first.
Oh, you were? What year
Yeah,
does this take place?
it had some jumping around that, especially with those guys that could shrink or whatever. Do you remember that?
Yeah, those are the main guy. They're the scientists, and they shrink you
Yeah,
down.
yeah. But once it got into
He
the female,
escapes.
that's the one part that confuses me is they introduced the people that can shrink and stuff, and they never have come back yet. Like, I don't know how that even played into the plot.
I thought in the first issue it. I thought they tied it back into the woman, didn't they?
They did, but then it's gone. It's there's
You
no,
haven't seen them?
yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, because it starts with them and they go into the cave and they find like the fairies or the whatever. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it comes back to that woman and then she goes into that agency, which is so awesome where the agency is. That was crazy.
It looks beautiful too. At least I think it is.
Yeah, I love the
Really
art.
well put together book.
Yeah, it surprised me. I wasn't expecting that much out of it. But yes, I will be getting the trade for sure.
And
And
then
I'll
you'll read
probably.
it 12 years from
Yeah,
now.
I'm scheduling it in at 2025 will be when I read it.
If you pull those staples out of your stomach, you'd probably read it earlier.
That's true. Decisions, decisions. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Collects 1 through 4.
Are you buying
Excited.
tomorrow's monthly?
I got the first 2 issues.
But then you stopped?
I stopped.
So you didn't like it that much.
I haven't read number 2 yet.
Oh God, help me. This is you can't get from point A to point B. Your system is fucked up.
I'm not saying my system is not without error,
It's
but
with
not
bit
without
it's a
flaw.
huge error. It
I
doesn't have any form of commitment.
started to read number 2, but I wasn't in the mood for it, so I needed to switch to something lighter.
Ah, I'll buy
But I got
that
number
at the beginning.
2 because the art is by, what's his face, Alex Zurit or whatever.
Yeah. That book is going up in price. Your system really works. No, for sale, if you sell your
For
book.
resale, yeah.
Yeah, you should do that. I think you
Really,
should.
tomorrow's number 1 is going up?
No, but I think the Zurich Space Raiders book has gone up. You
Yeah.
could dump that right now. First print. You could dump your young lot terrorists for double the value right now. Kingsway West, I am getting. It's Greg Pak and it's Mirko Kolak.
Yeah, and that's a
And
mixture of the Wild
Weston.
West and magic.
Yeah, it looks good. I
Yeah,
think you're gonna
I'll get
like
that for sure.
I bet you're gonna get this Crazy Girl hardcover. I'm not, but
Oh, Girl Crazy.
yeah.
I'm holding off on that one. I do get, I'll eventually get it, I'm sure. I like Beto Hernandez stuff. He's my favorite of the Hernandez brothers.
Are you gonna get Dark Knight 3, The Master Race?
I have to.
Are you gonna get it monthly?
I'll get number 1.
Oh, Jesus. Are you gonna get Superman American Alien by Max Landis?
I will be getting number 1.
And how about Batman Europa?
I'm undecided on Batman Europa.
That one has been resolicited from a long, long time ago. A matter of fact, I was reading a back issue of something recently and I saw Batman Europa and I said, oh, that's odd. It's solicited
Oh,
now.
really?
So that one's a long time in the making.
That's the Jim Lee and a bunch of other people, right?
Yeah. And then I buy all DC, so.
Don't know, DC. I don't know if there's. I'll get the like Vertigo stuff and Prez,
There's
just the usual
a lot
stuff.
of Vertigo stuff coming out, a lot of new number ones.
I know, they're crazy with the number ones now. Or the new series.
Jacked? Are you getting a? You're just gonna get the bundle on that, or
Yeah,
what?
I'll get the bundle. And if I wasn't getting the bundle, I'd get all the I'll get all the Vertigo number ones just to try them. Because they usually have a pretty good hit rate with me. They're just pretentious enough. And I got some good creators on them too, so.
I'm getting the Cheetah Bombshell statue.
What page is that on?
142.
Oh, there it is, 142. Nice. You get all the bombshells, don't you?
I do, yeah.
They are nice. I like her stockings.
Turning you on. Socks.
Excuse me for a minute, yeah.
And then look at those tatas.
Okay, I'm back.
I get a lot of IDW, but nothing new that I'm. I don't think there's anything new that I'm gonna get.
I don't think I have anything new in the IDW section.
I can't find my Sherlock Holmes, the 1, the 7% solution. I know I bought number one. I have number two, but I can't find number one.
Can't find number
I
one.
Was gonna read it.
Your system is broken.
In that case, yeah, I don't know where it is.
Oh, I do have an IDW. On page 172, new Alex Robinson graphic novel, Our Expanding Universe. Which I'm excited about because I love Box Office Poison.
Oh, I like that too.
I'm a big fan of his stuff, so. And I think
those are so dense, though. My God.
Yeah, this is the spiritual sequel to Box Office Poison.
Well, I read Tricked and Box Office Poison.
Well, then you have to get this.
I don't know if I am. When am I going to read this thing? I don't schedule it like 10 years in advance like you.
Yeah, you got to schedule it, man. How can you got to schedule your comic reading.
I am getting Thunder Agents Classics Volume 6.
So you're getting all of the Thunder Agents classics? How are those?
I love this weird love comic. That's fun. Every time I read it, I enjoy it. The Thunder Agents, I love. I love all that stuff. I'm reading the current stuff right now. The DC stuff. Well, it's not current, but it's about 5 years ago. Now we turn to Image. I'm getting.
I did have a couple more.
IDW?
Yeah. On page 178, I'll probably get the Andre the Giant graphic novel just because I'm an Andre the Giant fan. Even though Box Brown already did Andre the Giant graphic novel, so I don't know why they're doing another one, but that's okay.
You already read that other one, right?
Yeah, I love the Box Brown one. And I'm getting Tet in single issues.
Ah, have you read the first one?
No, I don't have it yet.
Oh.
I should get that at the end of the month. But I like, that's like a romance during the war, so. That should be cool. Image, bunch of number ones again.
Yeah, I'm going to get the goddamn Jason Aaron's. I always enjoy his books, whether they're Marvel or DC. I'm going to try this Marjorie Liu one. She's kind of hit or miss with me, but it looks sexy and interesting.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good. And I like the art, too.
I don't know about the Citizen Jack. I'm on the fence. The art looks pretty cool. But the fact that it says a horror comedy for anyone who hates politics, it's very tempting.
Yeah. So it's a what's it called? Satire? Political satire?
Yeah.
That should be good. Hopefully.
Jupiter's Circle's a must get. I love Jupiter's Legacy. I haven't started Circle yet, but it's good.
Yeah, I'm excited that is continuing. And then that preview goes crazy all of a sudden.
Yeah. I'm getting Limbo. I like the way it looks.
Yeah, that art is... The coloring is awesome. Kind of reminds me of Orkstein almost a little bit.
I like how it says a new surreal neon noir series of 50s pulp and 80s VHS visual aesthetic. That looks pretty cool. I don't understand what this 8 house number 6 is. And then it says part 1 of 4. I don't know what that is. I don't know what the 8 house universe is.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's like continuing, like related stories or if it's just individual stories.
Well, there's
I guess
eight
it's
house.
Within the outhouse universe.
Well, the first one was Brandon Graham, so I'm sure you got it.
Yeah, I got the first arc.
Issue, you mean?
Two issues. No, I got the first two issues.
Well, there's 5 issues of it.
I know. They haven't come out yet. Only the first two have.
Really?
Both Brandon Graham and then...
Brandon Graham does the first 3, and then it goes to Helen Mayer on 4 and 5. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I'm not getting it. I've
No,
turned the cheese
Marilyn
on.
Churchland did the art in the first three. I'm getting it. We'll see.
Doesn't even give us art samples. Emma Rios is an artist. She's writing.
Yeah.
Nameless Postal, yes. But that's just a continuation with the new numbering. Hawk number one looks interesting. Mark Millar always writes something that I'm interested in.
Well, I'll be getting Savage Dragon Archives Volume 5. Because those are issues that aren't collected in trades, so I would prefer if they were in the trades, but I'll have to be satisfied with the black and white archive version of them until I can get the issues. Huck, yeah, I get all his number ones. Ringside is a professional wrestling comic, so I'll be getting that.
I don't remember if I ordered that or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be okay.
I think that's it for me as far as number ones.
Then I have something on page 244 is my next one.
What is it? Trashed?
Trashed by Durf. I love Durf.
It does look an awesome cover there.
This is about, I think it's when he worked as a garbage collector. So I think he does like it's not autobiographical, but it's like based on what he went through, so he dramatizes his experience. So that'd be good. I like his stuff a lot. And then on 248, Action Lab has a couple of new series. They have that Action Verse.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. It's supposed to be a merger of their heroes.
Yeah, of their main heroes. They have a number zero solicited, so I'll get that. Check that one out. And then Dwanch has that Cyrus Perkins coming out, number two solicited.
I think I ordered Just Another Sheep, too, and got the variant cover there because I like the variant so much.
That is an awesome variant cover. Yeah, that's about like some kid with superpowers who joins the hippie movement or something.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
You know, one thing I'll point out, for a lot of these comics, like, I like to go online and kind of do a search for them to learn about them a bit more.
Yeah.
And more these days when I do that, odds are I'll end up on a Kickstarter for the comic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think this one was one of those, a Kickstarter. It's like, it used to be like occasionally I'd run into a Kickstarter. Now it's like almost every weird number one that I look up was a Kickstarter at some point.
That's why I don't do the Kickstarter.
Which is nice because then I get to watch the video about it.
I don't like Kickstarters when they do that because I could get it at a discounted price later on.
Right. You could have paid probably, I don't know, $5 or $10 for this number one. Or you can get it for $2 or $3.
And in some cases, you get the book after people then get in the previews.
That has happened in the past. Hopefully it will not happen in the future. Yes, it's always fun when someone pays less for it and gets it before you.
Yeah. I'm getting Tomboy number one.
Yeah, I'll be getting that. That looks kind of cool.
Punisher meets Sailor Moon. I've never read Sailor Moon, but I know what Punisher is. I know Sailor Moon is manga.
Yeah, it was an anime for a long time. One of my brother's friends was into it. But girls with kind of powers, I guess.
Firstborn.
What?
Oh, Barb was telling me about the Eagles. That eagle that they rehabbed is back at the nest, and there's already somebody that was trying to mate with Harriet, and I call him Firstborn because he reminds me of that. What was that actor's name? RoboCop? I can't remember.
The
RoboCop?
original.
The original RoboCop guy, he was in this movie called Firstborn. Have you ever seen Firstborn?
I don't think so, no.
Firstborn is a great movie. This is a movie, if it ever comes on Amazon or whatever, Netflix, and you have it, you gotta watch. It's about this kid who has a mom, and she finds this boyfriend, and her boyfriend turns like he's a big drug time dealer, like huge, and he gets the mom hooked on cocaine. And the kid is like, what the fuck am I gonna do? You know, I love my mom. How am I gonna get her out of this mess? And then the other kid's affected too, because he's got a little brother, and he tries to get help from his dad, and he doesn't, but he has to take out this dude. That's what it turns out to be. He's the firstborn, and he has to take out this dude. But I always call this bird the firstborn because he's like the cocaine dude. He's like the cocaine dude that's coming to Harriet, getting Harriet hooked up on cocaine, and then poor the other guy, the father, was hurt, and he had to be rehabbed, the eagle, and now he's back, and he's fighting the firstborn cocaine head bird.
Yeah.
That's yeah,
Getting exciting.
yeah. I just feel bad for the other guy because, well, you know. He might not be up to snuff anymore. He's old. And now this firstborn one is a young eagle. Motherfucker! And Harriet doesn't want anything to do with him. Like, he's trying to get his little birdie peepee near her, and he's like, no, get away from here.
Who the old guy is?
No, the young guy. He's
Oh, the
been.
young, the firstborn?
I call him firstborn. She calls him the visitor, but I call him firstborn. That's a long story that meant nothing to nobody,
It's a lot of
including
drama.
yourself.
It means a lot to Barb, though.
Yeah, it does.
She's heavily invested in those birds.
She is. I always get Zombie Tramp. I don't know why you're off that. That's a good book.
I think if I had been getting it from the start, I would be getting it.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say, I have three trades here, and I haven't read the first one, so I'm not gonna know.
That's right. I started to get it, but
It pissed me
I
off.
didn't read it. Well, in Zombie Champ, there's no words in the margins. That's for
Yeah.
sure.
Project Nemesis. Are you gonna get that in singles? From American Gothic?
No, I'll wait for the trade. I'm getting the gun suits trade.
Oh, you didn't buy
That's
that in singles?
solicited. No.
Amigo
I didn't
Comics.
ask.
We have
Amigo!
Straitjacket.
I am getting Straitjacket in the single issues. I have to support those. Give El Torres the money. That should be good. Nice horror movie or comic.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound fine.
I'm outside. I heard a siren. I was looking for it.
Did you grab your emergency bag, your overnight bag, in case you had to
No.
flee the premise
I
to
grabbed my
finally find you?
staple gun in case I needed a staple stuff.
Grab your copy of Action Comics number one. Hit the road. So you're gonna get Sesame Street Blast from the Past?
Nah.
Me neither. I didn't know Ape was still publishing anything.
They are. They have stuff, but they're usually kid books.
Yeah.
Or licensed properties. So I'm getting a lot of Archie, all the Dark Circle, and then I'm getting Archie. And we also have a Jughead. So those are done deals.
Yep.
Crossed Dead or Alive on 272. That's a must get.
Yeah, so I have volume 14 of Crossed for you trade waiters.
I'll be talking about some Badlands tonight, today.
Ah, I need to catch up on that. I've fallen behind. I know you're shocked.
I'm not. I'm getting crossed. I'm getting everything in Avatar. I don't think there's anything I'm not getting. That's monthly. That's not monthly. I'm not getting any of the trade stuff, but I have everything.
And then on 280, I'm excited. The Lady Mechanica Volume 1. I've been waiting for that. Finally collecting that stuff. Took forever. Because he like stopped doing it for a while. But now it's back.
Are you going to get the Space Riders trade, or are you getting that monthly?
I'm getting that monthly. And the We Can Never Go Home trade. I don't know if I'm going to get that or not.
I'm getting Claws by Grant Morrison on 287.
Yeah, I'll be getting that.
And
I like
Last Sons of
Santa Claus
America.
stuff.
This Last Sons of America is supposed to be like that futuristic Children of Men movie. So I'm getting it.
Yeah, where kids are.
They couldn't be born, the sperms. There's not a lot of Boom number ones this month. A lot of stuff ending, though. I'm going to try Web Witch because there's a lot of tatas and
Yeah.
ass.
I think it looks like a interesting story, and the very good character studies and Web
Which
Witch.
you
Oh
decided
wait,
not
Web
to.
Witch. Oh, that's the Tata book. Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else. I do see that on the page. Yeah, I'll be getting that. Just so I can judge it harshly. Got a James Bond book on 309 by Warren Ellis, of all things.
Yeah, it's got some nice covers. I like the look of the covers.
Yeah, I like the main color, the watercolor.
Yeah. I like the one by Stephen Mooney, the one with the female in the red dress, and then he's in the background. But that's an incentive, so it's probably cost more, and I'll just get the 50% off number one standard cover.
Yeah, I'm happy with the standard cover. I think it's the best one, actually. Well, the Gabriel Hardman one's pretty nice too.
Vampirella 1969, I'm getting that for sure. And Cage Hero, I'm going to try that just because it's Kevin Eastman, so we'll see
Yeah,
what
I'll get
that's
that
about.
one. Try it out. Oh, I didn't even see this Vampire 1969 one.
I'm getting a lot of the other books too, but there's Dynamite has reduced their titles pretty significantly. They're not pumping out as many as they used to, that's for sure.
Still a bunch, though.
Not really.
Looks like a lot to me.
I buy all of them, so I know there's a decrease.
Yeah.
When I'm only getting one a week, that's usually a weird sign that they're decreasing. Devil's Due. Yeah, there's a lot of number twos I'm getting. I am getting Serving Soups, number one. I've heard some pretty good things about these zombie books.
You have?
Yeah, the one that you talked me out of.
I talked you out of those. You can always get them.
Well, you showed me the one that I was going to buy by Bill Jimenez, or I can't remember. And it, or Bill, Gemas, or whatever, and it was terrible. It was like not even a comic.
Yeah, they're not comics.
They are, though. I think the one you showed me wasn't. I'm gonna get the six, number one, from Touch Code Comics or 451.com. HBO's The Wire and the Pacific is
What page is
the.
that on?
It's on. Shit, it doesn't have a page number. It's after 342, so 340.
Yeah. Six number one? Yeah, I'm getting that. Are you still getting all their stuff?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna get that Sunflower number two. That's the one that appealed to me the most.
There's a wrestling book for you on 358, the Roddy Roddy Piper Monster Killer graphic novel.
Sanitarium number four.
Are you getting it? Because those other three issues are on a different publisher.
Yep, jumping publishers. The number four never came out from the other people.
There's a movie called Krampus coming out. There's a Pacific Rim that I'm gonna get because I like the movie. Get that.
Is that a precursor to the movie, or where is that? 370.
Says new. Prepare to do battle with all new kaiju creatures. Joshua Falakov, and he's good.
What says following the graphic novel Tales from Year Zero?
That came out prior to the movie. I didn't buy it. Daughters of the Dark Oracle, Orgy of the Vampires.
Mike Wolfer.
Yeah. It had the word orgy in it, so I got it.
Yeah, I'll get that just to check it out.
Just to check it out, because it's got orgy in it, that's why.
I just want to check out the orgy. Yeah. I heard about these orgies. Now I can check it out. Enter.
You may enter.
I'm still podcasting. You want to say hi? Oh, he's gone.
Is that get the hell out of here?
Where do we leave? So I'll begin the volume three of the letter. I got the
Letter 48 now.
44.
But you'd say 48 because you just read 47, so.
Each trade it goes up, right? And then where?
I
Where's my
think I'm
list?
getting the Heroes book from Titan. Bloodthirsty. But it has the one that I really am looking forward to is on page. I don't know, it doesn't have a page number, but it's from Titan. It's
Four
called
408, around
Johnny
408.
Red, number
Yeah.
one, by Garth Ennis.
Yeah, it's on 408.
It looks
Yep, another.
fantastic.
Yeah, I knew you'd be getting that, another Garth Ennis war book, so. And then I thought.
I'm tempted to get this Sky Doll too because I have read this before. I don't know where it came from, but it
Well,
was. Oh, it says from Marvel Comics. I read Marvel Comics series and now it's somewhere else. Sky Doll.
yeah, Marvel did like the first volume.
I
And
enjoyed
now, yeah,
it.
Titan has picked it up.
So I think I might get that. I don't think I ordered it. Oh, well, no, I'm not going to get it. It's $34.99.
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
Yeah. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, that's one I had on my possible list, but yeah, that's a lot. Then Valiant, I'm sure you're getting all those, so.
Yeah. Nothing new there. And Grim Fairy Tales, I still get that. I don't know if they have any new number ones.
There was a number one on page 3 4 wait 434. Oh, Carver number one. Thought that looked interesting.
434. Did you get it? Huh? You ordered it?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
Paul Pope?
Yeah, he just did the. Yeah. I don't know what he did.
It says he's listed as writer artist, Paul Pope.
Yeah, I don't know
Chris
how
Hunt.
this. There's two people though, Chris Hunt and Paul Pope. But Chris Hunt did the cover, and the cover looks cool, so.
I did not get that. But it looks interesting, but I don't know if I'm going to add it. Could be one of those low print run hits. I might try this Death Toll. I haven't added it yet, but.
Yeah, that's on my possible too. I wish they had listed who the artist. Or I guess it doesn't matter who the artist is. Just one of their Zenoscope
In-house
house
artist, yeah.
artists. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds interesting. A bus carrying 2 dozen resort guests on the highway to h death through Mexico is taken hostage. Sounds like that other book.
The one I just read, yeah.
Yeah. But it's something more terrifying than anyone could have
Those
imagined.
are teenagers, though, that are on a trip to Mexico to help with build a church or school.
Yeah, they're doing it for their college, to look good on their college applications.
Yeah.
This is d their most disturbing graphic novel since Seven. So this is going to be sexy girls fighting monsters
Sounds good.
in Mexico. It is on my possible list. Possible. Just gotta find some money. Think those are the main ones for me. If I had much else. Let me look at my list.
Marvel, there's a lot of new number ones there.
There are a bunch of number ones in Marvel. Well, because they're renumbering everything.
Yeah. I'm just buying everything Marvel and everything DC and everything Valiant, so I'm not going to mention anything.
We can mention The Vision number one.
By Tom King.
Yeah, Tom King's new book. It's the only one that really stands out for me.
One that I'm really looking forward to is the Jason Aaron Doctor Strange. That's the one I'm really looking forward to.
What number is solicited this? That's not a number one,
It's
right?
number one, yeah. No,
Yeah.
it's number two this month.
Yeah, number two. That should be good, though. I like Doctor Strange, so, and Jason Wood's always usually pretty good. Always usually pretty good. And then they have the trade of that Marvel 1872.
Oh, that is good. So
I'm
good.
considering that just because you have raved about it.
I just love it. It's like Wild West, and then they put these characters that we know and love into this Wild West situation, and it's so well done. And it's like no holds barred because you could have like a main character or who you think the main character is, and then the fucker will die, and you're like, "What the fuck just happened? What's gonna happen now?"
Right.
And it's
Yeah, you
like,
can do stuff that you're not allowed to do in the
there's no rules that are
proper
hold.
world.
Yeah, it's like there's no rules that are holding them to anything. Like when you kill somebody dead, they're dead, you know? And it's Wild West, and some of the heroes that wouldn't normally kill, they'll pull out their gun and shoot you dead. So they don't care. It's a Wild West, man. I like that 1872. I like it a lot. There's a lot of those Secret Wars things that I'm really, really enjoying. Where the Monsters Dwell is another one that's fantastic. The Korvac saga I really liked. All right, you want to talk about some comics?
Let's do it.
All right. The only book that I think that we both said we would read was the number one from Black Mask Studios by Brian Pozzolo, and art is
I thought
by
it was Matt Pozzolo.
Matt Pozzolo. Yeah. Sorry, I said Brian. Where did that number name come from? And Manke Napulpan. And I'm not sure I understood all of this. It's definitely something to talk about, but what I did read, I really fucking enjoyed. The way I would describe it, and I'd like to see if you would describe it like this, but it seems like a fight club in Detroit that they put these young individuals into, and it's like a different environment. And one of them is actually framed into being a fighter. I mean, one of the main female characters, and she's never like she was rich and she was getting put into Stanford or Harvard or one of those big schools, and she was going to go in with flying colors because her grades. For one thing, she had a rich father, and the father was going to get her in because he got the brother in, and she was going to get in pretty easily because her like IQ and stuff was even greater than that. They thought she was going to surpass her father and win a Nobel Prize even. They talked about it, and then she gets blackmailed, and I don't know why the fuck she would be blackmailed. I don't understand that. Maybe you got that. But she got blackmailed by somebody for the murder of her father, it seems like, and put into this like prison.
Well, she got framed, right?
Yeah, she got framed. They went into her locker, and she even
They found a
before they
bunch of
got
guns.
to the locker, there she was like, "That's not my fucking lock. That's my locker, but that's not my
Yeah,
lock."
it was a frame, but it's like everyone was in on it.
Yeah.
The authorities and the school people were like not even listening to her, like, sorry. So it seems like some they were even in on it.
Yeah.
It's like everyone was against her to get her taken away. But then, yeah, she ends up not getting arrested, but going to getting captive, basically.
And I guess her father like was pretty hardcore. He like taught her a lot of lessons in fighting and
And
not to
fight.
trust people and not to do things. And she became like this class fighter in there that like nobody can beat. She's got all kinds of victories and she fights men. It's not like woman against woman. It's like whoever they put in the ring with her, she has to fight. And she's a champion. And then the other story focuses on this kid who seems really down on his luck. I've read some interesting things because this book is hot right now. And there was one article from somebody that was saying this book is supposed to tie together all their books, like be
Really?
their continuity book. Yeah, it's supposed to tie together. Do you remember we're reading the book about the guys that are protecting the animals and stuff? I
Yeah,
forget what that title's called.
I could see how that would could tie into this because this
They
is.
say that one ties into it. They say the God Killer, the one that I'm reading, ties into it, which is a very futuristic one. It's supposed to tie into it, and they say that Occupy Comics is supposed to tie into it. So,
Well, I can see. I mean, Occupy Comics ties into it at least in from a what's it called philosophical, I guess, standpoint.
yeah.
It's talking about the same types of things about corruption and influence of money and the youth rising up and stuff. But Occupy Comics wasn't in like a contiguous story or anything. It was just like articles and
I thought it was an anthology.
yeah, that's what I mean. It wasn't like one big story, so. Maybe something that was in Occupy Comics is going to be crossing over to this. But it can't cross over all their, so it's not all their stuff that's going to cross over, just some of them.
Well, they just said it was like something that ties their universe together. So I don't know how that's gonna play, but it was very interesting. What cover did you get? Does your cover have the one girl with all the bombs strapped to her? Or does it have all the characters on the
No,
cover?
my all the characters.
Yeah, so does mine.
It seems the standard
I like
cover.
the other one better.
Well, I looked it up. They have like about 50
Yeah, but those
variant
other ones
covers.
are comic book exclusives. In other words, I
Okay.
mean comic shop exclusives. So, like if a comic shop bought 100 of them, they gave them
Or
an exclusive
one in
cover,
100 or whatever.
something. Yeah. So, but there's supposed to be a cover A and cover B, and it seems like we got cover
Okay.
B. But I don't remember ordering a cover, like,
This might have been a random.
because the other cover's better. I like the, it had the
Oh,
main
the
female character on the cover. Like and nude with bombs strapped to her. It was
and we
pretty.
got shafted on the cover.
Yeah, I think so.
Bitch. So we should also point out, so this was a $6.99 book, but I think it's like 80 pages. It's gigantic.
Oh, there was a lot of story in it. And
That's
it's kind of
packed.
like two stories merging, and there's a lot of other threads going on. Like
It was
this other.
basically like three stories because you have the girl is the first story is the first arc or the first story in the book's the girl, and then the guy, which we haven't even talked about, the homeless kid who he's trying to survive on the streets because his parents
That was weird though.
were
That
illegal.
one was a little more weird. I mean, it's weird that the girl got framed, but then this other kid is like on his own and then
Yeah, why they're pulling him in?
he
Yeah.
decides to blow up a McDonald's and then the cops come to arrest him and then some guy comes and just massacres the cops.
Yeah, blows him
And then he
away.
ends up on a train with some guy that says baby molester or something like that. And then he gets thrown
Branded
off
into
the
his
train.
chest.
It gets branded into his chest and then he gets thrown into the same prison that the fight girl is in.
Yeah, in the same
And
complex.
she basically says, you can leave anytime you want. Here's the way to get out. You can stay with us and live in this society, or you can leave.
Yeah, and she basically says, you know, well, we think that you fit in here because we're against, you know, corruption and big business, and we want to take down the system, basically.
Yeah.
So you can stay here and help us, or you can go if you want. And then, yeah, so the second story is about her, and then, yeah, the last story is them, like, meeting or whatever.
Yeah,
It
there's a
was
lot of
interesting.
nudity too. Like, you
There
know, that
was.
he ends up in this. He's
But
naked
no.
half. He's naked half the time, and then he ends up in this one room with this one girl, and she's like watching these two clones of herself have sex, and then they like have these sexual videos
Well,
on TV.
that's how they make money, right?
Yeah, they have these
Well, from the
videos.
they make money from televising the fights and from
Video
the
from the
porn
videos, the
stuff.
porn stuff, and then she just says, "Oh," he says, "but I'm naked," and she says, "Well, you could have my boxers," and she just drops her drawers right there and gives her, and he says, "I don't want your boxers, that's weird." And then he like opens a few doors, and then he's in the shower with the other girl. I'm like, "What the fuck is this? This is weird shit." But somehow it kept me wanting to read. You know, I was like, "I'm not sure I understand what the fuck is
Yeah, what's
going
going on?
on."
But
And then
yeah, it's compelling.
I even read the back matter. There, you know, they
Yeah,
talk
the
about
page
like,
of back matter.
well,
Yeah.
they say thank you for buying our book and number two's coming. And then there's this big old article about this film that I'm not sure I understand everything that happened, but he was trying to pull out a film and I guess these lobbyists in Washington destroyed this film so he could never get it put out.
Yeah, well, he was producing like a documentary film about what was the film about? I don't even remember.
Animal stuff like animal
Oh,
terrorists, I
animal,
thought,
yeah. So,
like
and
PETA and stuff like that, I think.
yeah, it got supported by some lobbyists because it was going to be like a hack job on PETA talking about how bad they are. But then as they were filming it, it kind of like the filmmaker kind of tended to side with the animal rights people more than he expected to. So it was more of a balanced view of things,
And they didn't
which the
like that.
lobbyists didn't, yeah, they didn't like it, so they tried to block it. And yeah, apparently, yeah, Matt was the one of the producers of it, and they came at him and were like almost attacking him. So he got to see like what it's like to be. But he said it was interesting because you got to see both sides, what it's like to be supported by the lobbyists and then what it's like to be on the other end of it where they're
Yeah.
coming after you.
So like if you ask me like where is this book going, I have no idea. But I will tell you that it was a 4 out of 5 for me because I enjoyed what I read. Do you know what I mean? It was pretty freaking
It was a hell of a
solid.
good read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kept my
And
interest the whole time. Hello?
there's that like Rush Limbaugh kind of guy. Can
Yeah, that guy
you hear me?
sell that guy. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That guy,
Yeah,
that
the
guy.
like Rush Limbaugh
Yeah, and
guy
he's like on
with the
TV,
conspiracy theories and
and he's got
everything.
all these conspiracy theories that are against these people. He's like, "Don't watch that porn. That's not good. But buy our guns, buy our nuclear, medical kits, because there's gonna be a nuclear
Prepare
war
for
happening. Prepare for this."
the war.
So there's just like a lot of fucking weird shit in it. But
And
you
then
know
it's talking
what?
about like the there's that one page talking about like the New World Order and the different circles of influence,
And she was
like
on one
one
of
with
them,
the
so they were
yeah
rich.
her father's on the one, and
And there's
then
something going on with her brother, but I don't think we learned here.
no, he's missing, but then she finds out that he's still alive.
He's missing, you're right, and her father is dead. Somebody killed her. She's framed for her father's murder, I think.
Well, that was the, yeah, the very beginning of the
Yeah.
book. Her father was killed.
And I don't
It's interesting.
understand why her father was killed, though, because he seemed like a well-respected individual, like in
Yeah, we still don't
society.
know who did it. Yeah, or why.
Or even in the media. Like, it didn't look like the family was looked down upon. Do you know what I mean? But it seemed like a hell of a lot of people were in on the framing, you know, like the setup.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was an interesting book.
I liked it. And it was in a bag too. I wasn't expecting that. It's
Well, there's probably a lot of nudity.
in a poly bag.
They didn't want to show all the nudity and
Yeah, because of the
violence.
they don't want to get in trouble.
A lot of it's implied nudity, though. Like they're hi they hide their
I thought it was
the artist is really good about having naked people and hiding the privates.
Oh, and there's another weird thing, like the when the clones, They have like something written on them. And it's
Yeah,
different like each time.
the ones that
And
are fucking, yeah.
it looked like it was making the people like have sex or something.
It
'Cause
was
like they had
awesome.
that
It
one
was
scene
awesome
where
though because they would all
the
go. Yeah, there was like a guy and a guy, and they says, "Why don't we go in the other room and fuck?" You know, and then there's the guy and the girl, and they look like they've masturbated themselves to fall asleep, like they just sat there and just jerked themselves off and passed out.
then there's the two girls in the office where the one girl's like, "Oh, you figured out how to break through the firewall to watch this." And then they
Yeah.
watch it. The next thing you know, they're going at it.
There, yeah.
Dang. I think there's some subliminal stuff going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it. I thought there was tons of it was very well, for one thing it was huge. But
Yeah.
the like you said, the story was interesting and it was going in different directions and setting things up and
I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5. Fuck it. I changed my mind.
you changed your mind.
Yeah,
Let me see.
after talking about it, I think
I'll
it
see what I gave it. I
pushed
gave it a 5 out of 5.
pushed it a little bit over into the other realm.
Well, I enjoyed it and I want to know more. Like, I want to find out more about this world. And I like the main characters too. I like the kid and I like the
Yeah,
fight,
they
the
were
woman.
both intriguing characters, and it's a weird world. And I want to, it makes you want to know more. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know, how did we get here? So, yeah, I did everything a first issue should to
And I
draw
like that
them in.
they're in Detroit and they kind of worked in like the fall of Detroit and basically they bought like a mansion for their
Well, it looks like they
complex.
control a lot of shit too, because, like, there's one time where she calls that drone, that drone to,
Drone.
like, fly him off to a different place.
So they have their compound and then outside of that is like drug dealers.
This
And I
was
can't remember
fast.
what
This was a
outside of that.
fascinating book. It was a fascinating. I tell you one thing, Black Mask is a really good publisher, and that's another publisher I just checked the box, right? I don't even read the
Question.
solicit. I just say, fuck it, it's Black Mask. I'm gonna order it. Kind of like Boom Number One. That's Boom. I'm gonna order it. And the only one I didn't like was that America Town, but it has so much potential for me to like it. You know what I mean?
That's such a great concept.
Well, I got number two, so I
See
can
if it gets
probably read it
better.
soon. Yeah, check it out. I'll have to let you know because it was kind of all over the place. The other thing I liked about this is I'm kind of getting burned out in this the story technique where they have to keep, you know, 5 minutes earlier. Oh, 10 minutes in the future. Oh, now let's go 2 years back. I miss what I'm seeing is a pattern in comics where they have to jump around in time so fucking much. And I don't mind it. It's a good story thing. And they've always done it. And going back to the Bronze Age, you'd have Batman in some kind of death trap, and the rest of the story would
And
tell you how
jump
he
back to
got
how he
there.
got there.
Yeah, how he got there. And I'm okay with that. But I'm starting to get burned out when they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth at least 6 times. I was like, God damn, I want a linear story, you know, comic. And this one was linear for the most part, and I liked it. It was two stories going on that merged at a certain point. I liked it. Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out why they decided to do the big first issue. And I think it's just because he wanted to spend, it's almost like 3 issues, right? Because he wanted to tell you about the girl, he wanted to tell you about the guy, and then he wanted them to meet. And he probably thought if he just brought out the first issue with the girl, you wouldn't really get the full picture.
I think it was a great idea. It gave people enough story, and the people that were going to buy it, I think, were going to buy it anyway. And it gave you the page count, and it's such a low print run that it caused it to cause a media buzz in the speculation market. And it's a hot book right now. Like, you can double your money on this book. And I think that buzz alone has shot this book into, like, exceed their expectations on sales. That's what I think. I think
I'm
Black
sure, yeah.
Mask is doing something right. And they're doing it through the speculation market, and they're doing it through telling some solid stories, because the people, I think, that read the stories aren't going to want to leave, you know? They're going to want to see what happens, because they're impressionable. It's not like you're reading a comic and say, "Oh, that was good, but I could do or do without." You want to know what happens next.
Right, then that's the big thing. You need to grab people and get them interested without confusing them too much. Like I thought this did a good job of giving us enough information where we're interested in these characters and want to see where it's going. But they also set up a lot of mystery. Like we don't know all the answers to everything. We don't understand exactly what's going on in this world or who the players are or why things were done the way they were. But we're interested and we want to know, so we want to continue reading so we can discover that.
And I thought the price point was good. $7 for three comics. That's a lot cheaper than spending $3.99 times
Oh,
three.
totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's three. Well, if it was like a Marvel or DC, it'd probably be the like four issues, right? Aren't they 20 pages?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're getting the, and it's cool because it's like an old, it's like the old school prestige format.
Yeah, I like the square bound.
Yeah, the square bound side with
Was
the.
like the book we just talked about, the Batman Returns, Dark Knight Returns books.
Yeah, exactly, like the old ones. And I think
It's
the.
about as thick too, because I just read the Dark Knight Strikes Again series.
Yeah,
So.
I was looking at the Black Mask stuff. So Space Rider's done really well. We Can Never Go Home has done really well.
Disciples has done really well.
Yeah, Disciples
The
too.
critical hit was the other book that I was reading, with the PETA stuff, the animal rights. There
Yeah,
was two of those books back to back, and one was the sequel to the other. And this one had that flavor. They mentioned it with that kid. They mentioned stuff with the pets, the animals. I don't know how it linked in, but
they did talk about
yeah, they talked about it.
animal rights stuff. The only there's only one part of the book that confused me. When the kid blew up the McDonald's, how did
Yeah.
he blow up the McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, I didn't understand that. How did he even get in? It's just like he
Well, he
tore a
broke
hole.
into it, but he was naked, so he didn't have any
Well,
bombs or
I
anything.
think what he did was turn on the gas and
That's what I
just light the
figured.
match. And then he said he was supposed to stay there, and he said, "No, I was too chicken shit to kill myself." Did you see that? He was
Yeah,
gonna
I
kill
saw that.
himself.
It didn't seem like that was his plan, though. That's what
No, it seemed
for
like he
going
had no
into it.
plan. I don't know what his plan was. Like,
I'll let you know.
I don't, it was weird. So yeah, young terrorists. What else you got?
See. I have a book called Fedor. This is from Hick and Hawk Publications. So I'm guessing you didn't get this.
Fedor, like Fadore?
Fedor.
Okay.
And I got this one. So this is by written and drawn by Pat Kelly. And the reason I got this is it is the story of JoJo the dog-faced boy.
Now my database doesn't even have this thing, so I don't know what it is.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist according to Diamond, that's for sure.
I got it through Diamond.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's Fedor.
Yeah, Fedor. From Hick and Hawk.
Fate. Nobody entered this in. That's interesting.
Yeah, so this is a fictional story of JoJo the dog-faced boy. And people probably are familiar with JoJo the dog-faced boy, or at least you've seen pictures of him. He was the circus performer who had like hair all over his face. So he had the condition where he just grows hair all over his entire body, so he's totally covered in hair. And he was, let's see. He was born in 1868 and he died in 1904, so And he was discovered by P.T. Barnum and
Oh,
was part of
I
the freak
remember when
show.
this was solicited. I remember this cover.
Yeah, the cover's weird because it's like clay.
I remember this. Yeah. I didn't
Yes.
order it, but
So this is the story of Jojo, the dog-faced boy, and his on-and-off romance with Helene. I think her name was Helena, the tattooed lady. So it kind of starts out. But this is when the jumps around in time, so you wouldn't like it.
I don't mind when they jump around. I just don't like it when they overdo it.
They overdo it, yeah. But this basically jumps between the present and so it starts in the present where they're reunited, and then it jumps back to points in their past, so we get like their history built up to this point. So they started out, or they met each other when she was actually the daughter of a bearded lady and a scaly guy. Can't remember what they call the scaly guy. Basically, a guy with scales all over his body. So they were in this freak show for with P.T. Barnum, and she was just their daughter, and she's just normal. And then she meets the then they bring in JoJo as a new hire, and she meets him, and they kind of start a relationship, but then he goes off on a touring with a touring circus and goes to Europe and stuff, and their lives kind of separate. And in the interim, she goes and gets tattoos all over her body so she could be part of the freak show as well. And it's really essentially the story of their romance, which it goes on and off for many years, and then it jumps to the point where the book starts and they kind of reunite. So it was really good. It was an interesting story in terms of the romance between them. And then it was an awesome story because it had all the freaks and all the freaks at the freak show. And she's an artist. She draws, so she's showing them like all the drawings of all the different people at the different shows she's been at. One of which was a geek, so. And they actually tell the story of the geek. He's a guy who was a dentist, and his wife left him and took the kids, and he started getting drinking and stuff, and then he somehow fell into becoming a geek at the freak show, and he says he's never been happier. Which, got me to thinking, back in the early 1900s, if we had a show called Geek Brunch, that would have a very different interpretation.
Yeah, 'cause it's a chicken eater.
Yeah, because a geek is someone who bites the head off
Head
live
off a chick, yeah,
animals.
live animals,
Yeah, so Geek Brunch would
yeah.
be a very interesting show.
Yes. It'd be very interesting if it had that technology back then, too.
Podcast. Hey, I don't know. Now, welcome to the podcast. Now I'm the head of a chicken.
Now the guy with the stapled stomach is gonna bite the head off of some live animal and spit it out because he's a
Yeah.
vegetarian. Yeah,
I will only bite half the head off because I cannot eat any more than that.
half. I will bite the head of this lettuce. I
I will bite the head off of this
will bite this carrot.
carrot. So yes, I liked it. It was a
I
good
will
story.
bite off this bananas off this banana.
That's not the head, though. It's a reverse geek.
That's a reverse geek.
It's
It's ass.
a fake geek. Bites off the ass of animals. So what do you
Well,
got?
I read some more Crossed Badlands, and it came to my attention that I never finished the. I think we talked about the first issue of Garth Ennis's telling of when it started, like the outbreak. I think we started to talk about issue 50, And then I read 51, and then I stopped reading it for a while. I never finished The Outbreak, so I read 52, 53, 54, and I still need to read three more issues to complete the arc, but it is awesome. I love it. It's like they don't know where this fucking thing comes from, and the virus, they have this one guy. It mostly focuses on the English and the prime minister, and they're kind of like in their NORAD or their one area that's sealed off from the public and in a protective zone. And there's a lot of political intrigue that's going on. And then it focuses on two fighter pilots that are trying to be called to serve this prime minister. I think they're going to go launch nukes because the doctor that's in there has a patient. He's supposed to be patient zero. And she's like monitoring this fucker. And this, she's like, we can't cure this guy. Like, every time we check him, the virus has morphed itself. And I like this thing. Like, it has like subliminal things, like when he's caged in there and he's like, this is like the God virus because I feel like God, like I could do anything, you know, like I could rip off this head and fuck this chicken. And, you know, it's like crazy ass shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just really intense. And I love the characterizations of the guys. Like, prime minister has like some trustworthy dudes that'll help him out. And then he's got this one asshole who's supposed to be like the voice of the prime minister. And he's just got his own agenda and he's fucking shit up. And these two fighter pilots, like, they're on base one day. And then this guy gets the fucking crossed and he just crashed his fighter pilots there. And then this horde of cross people, and this is like early crossed where the virus hasn't advanced 100%, so they have the crossed in on the face, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like look normal, but they're like this one girl's like, she's like naked and she's like, feed my baby, and she's killed the baby already, and she's walking around with breasts, you know, and these two like Air Force fuckers are like, this female male, like, what the fuck is this chick doing? It's like, it's the first time they've actually seen it, you know?
So at this point, people
they're
heard about it, but haven't seen it.
Yeah, they're acting fucked up. And these guys are like, what the fuck is going on? And then they get hit with the horde, and they get rescued by this Jeep, and the Jeep turns over because they're just all over this Jeep. And then they get on the radio, and they're like, well, you're the only two pilots in the near vicinity. We need to get your help. We need to get people to you. And the prime minister sends off his most trusted people to go find him. And right now they found him. And I haven't finished reading it, but it is fucking awesome, man. the cross to me is always awesome. Like it is like Walking Dead, but it's like you're fucked. I mean. Nobody's gonna survive this, Bill.
No,
it's
hope.
Like there's no hope. And the one thing I like about the crossed is very few people do survive. Like it's like, what if The Walking Dead had Rick in the first arc, and the next arc you had a different family because none of them survive?
Because none survive. Very rarely.
And
very
the only rarely. Ones that do survive are the fucked up dudes. Like they're worse than the crossed. They're
right,
because
like, you have to backstab other people to survive.
Basically. No, but they are worse. Like if you had a chance of getting like fucked over by the cross or getting by the psycho. Remember the psychopath arc we read?
Yeah,
that guy was fucked up.
Can't remember, Lori or something.
Yeah, that dude is fucked up, but it is intense. And I went and got the rest of the arc so I can finish it, and. I have two more to go. And I can't believe the covers I got of this. One of them is pretty standard, but then one of them has like this chick with the chainsaw like in a church steeple, and she's ready to cut this dude. She's already cut off his arms and some of his stuff. And then one of them looks like this girl coming at you, and she's pulled out somebody's heart, and you could almost see her tatas. But these covers are fucking crazy, man. This is a crazy ass series, I swear. It's
Gavin,
awesome.
It looks like I'll have to find the trade that collects that. I need to read that or try and read that one for next time so I can.
Well, I'm going to finish
Talk to you about it.
the other two tonight, because I want to see, I especially want to see like what happens to the group that's with the Prime Minister,
Yeah.
and like the doctor that's there, she wants to just die because she thinks that everybody there's no cure, and then the Prime Minister's like he's on with the Russians like Putin, and he calls the so he says I gotta call the President of the United States because I think people are going to start nuking each other, you know, like. Things are going haywire, and he calls the president of the United States, and the president answers, and he's like, "Fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck your face, fuck your face." And he's like, "What the hell just happened?" So the president of the United States has caught the cross.
Nice.
I'm like, "Son of a bitch!" And oh man, it's intense. I don't know what's gonna happen to these people, but it can't be good.
Nothing good, yeah.
And they still have patient zero, and he doesn't have a cross on his, but he's like fucked up. And I think what's going to happen, at least the cliffhanger in the last book, is they sent in two guys with their, you know, their CDC suits kind of thing, you know, the yellow suits that are there for protection. They sent them in to go grab that guy, and that's just not going to end up good because that dude like put this huge smirk on his face as soon as they walked in. He's like, I am gonna fuck these guys' mouths.
Gonna tear off their heads.
But it's interesting too with this arc, Bill, because it's like he is conscious of what he's doing still. Like the virus hasn't really attacked him like fully.
Right, he
So
still has his
he's like he feels
senses.
like shit. He's like, I killed my children, I killed my family, but I feel good about it. It's like insane. It's like
He's
I don't.
conflicted
Yeah,
about it.
it's conflicted because he's not
So
fully turned.
he's like, I know I shouldn't do it, but I love
Yeah,
it.
well, we talked about like the id and the ego and all that, and you know, it's what's the lowest one, the id, I think it is. The id is where is the lowest. And then there's the ego, and then there's the super ego. The super ego is what you have to, you know, tell you what right from wrong. It's like what if you just had the id, you know, and that's it.
Right, just your basal.
Basic instinct.
It's more than that, though.
Yeah, it
Because their
is.
sex drive's amped up.
But I think that's part of the id. It's like you're thinking with your dick. You're gonna do whatever drives you. So yeah, I don't know. This Cross series is just phenomenal. And we talked about the new number one, and what the new number one is they've licensed the Cross for something. And what I think this new Cross by Garth Ennis is supposed to do is put it into a frame that they could use for TV or movies,
Not really.
because they can't use
Yeah, anything
they can't use
anything that
yeah, because they would be rated X. So I think what it's doing is it's trying to take it down to a notch that they could use for
Oh yeah,
movies.
it does say that. So a special series that is designed to help bring this startling and disturbing world to film.
Yeah. So I'm excited, man. I am excited about this world, and we still have some of those Simon Spurrier trades, but the Simon Spurrier stuff from the web comic was really interesting because that was like the only crossed arc where there were survivors, you know what I mean? Like a constant group of survivors.
Right, it's where you got to follow a group through several arcs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Cross Dead or Alive, I didn't really read the whole solicit for it. It says proceeds from this project will be used to bring a live action series to life. So it's almost like this book is like a Kickstarter for the movie.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So
Available for
we
purchase
have
all these editions.
three cross books or four cross books, five cross books coming out that month, because Badlands is usually twice monthly. That book is the new one's going to be twice monthly, at least
It's just
until it
two
goes.
issues, right?
Yeah, it's just two issues, and then then you have the 100, which is once. So yeah, it's a Cross World is awesome. And I was in the mood for it. After I read some Marvel and DC, I was like, you know what? I want to read something
Something a
different.
little harder.
And you mentioned Young Liar, Young Terrorist, so I said I'm gonna grab that. And when I'm in the basement, I'm gonna go grab some Crossed. And I didn't realize how far back I was. And I was like, you know what? I never even finished that Garth Ennis arc. I was like, why didn't I finish that? Because I was into that story and I knew it was the origin of the Crossed. And I was like, man, I gotta read this. And then I started reading it. And I'm like, man, I was like, this, I gotta get into this world. And I got so sucked into it, I wanted to finish it, but I got too tired because I podcast last night.
Weren't able to complete the whole thing.
Yeah, I wasn't able to complete the whole thing before the show, but
You
it
got me excited
awesome.
for it now. I'm gonna grab that trade.
We got you on the phone to the president.
I'm in the mood for some Crossed.
I was totally in the mood for it. When you're in the mood for something and it delivers, like what
Well,
you're, it's
that's
like
the nice thing.
amazing.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about Crossed, because it's a very specific thing where if you're in the mood for it, then it's exactly what you're looking for, you know?
Yeah,
Like there's no
exactly. There's
there's no
no
question.
doubt.
Yeah. It's like
I'm curious
a
on the Ness arc though too, because I don't think I've ever read a Justin Jordan Crossed, and I'll see what he does with it. 'Cause remember we were talking about Justin Jordan, we're like we like some of his stuff but not all of it, you know?
Yeah, I'm scared of that. I don't know. I don't
So
know
let's
what
see what that one does. And while I was down there, I was like, man, I have a lot of Avatar I've been falling back on, and I went and picked up to read today some issues of Fashion Beast by Alan Moore, because I was enjoying that series.
Okay.
It was like post-apocalyptic fashion. So it's in the vein of Starve, except it's fashion.
Yeah, the fashion world.
Yeah, it's like fucked up shit, man. I felt like in the mood for it, so yeah, it's good stuff. The Cross was awesome.
What do I got? What do I got? Let me see. Oh, here, I got one. This one I actually got from a convention. Oh, yeah, I haven't even talked about conventions. Son of a bitch. Got too much to talk about. So I got this from a recent convention up here in Lake County, Illinois. Well, I don't live in Lake County, Illinois. I'm close to Lake County. Anyway, it's called the Lake County Con. So it's a local Chicagoland convention. This is on the second year for it. They had it at the Lake County Fairgrounds. So it was a con. It was not a huge con, but they probably had around, I don't know, 60 dealers maybe, and then probably around 30 people in Artist Alley, something like that, maybe more. I think 10.
What is this
Yeah,
called?
I do
Lake
that.
what con?
Lake County Con. Or maybe it's just called County Con. Like, yeah, I think it's Lake County Con.
Didn't you also go to another con too, or is this the one that you went to the weekend that we were supposed to record and you said you're going to a con?
I don't know. I also went to Wizard World Chicago
Yeah.
the weekend before. So I had two, yeah, back-to-back con weekends. Yeah. So Wizard World, I've been going to it for many years, even when it was before it was Wizard World, it was just the Chicago Comic Con. And Wizard bought it at some point, and I'd say the last 5 years it's kind of shifted more from the comic book side to the entertainment side. To the point now where they, yeah, it is mostly a toy and celebrity convention. I think a lot of the people who go there just go to see the celebrities, and they do have a lot of celebrities. They had a lot of big names there. On the comic side, the number of dealers has gone down a lot. Artist Alley, I think they had maybe five big name comic book people. And that's it. The rest were just like local Artist Alley type people. So if you're looking at like the list of comic creators, it's really small compared to what it used to be. And there's no, the only comic publishers that were there
were who was there?
Zenoscope, Boom.
No,
Dynamite.
No Boom. No. What's the I'm blanking now.
Black Mask.
No. I can't remember. What's the Brian Polito?
Oh, Lady Death.
Yeah, whatever. I think his one might have been there. Well, who did he used to?
Oh, he does an Avatar type publisher. But they're the ones that do that one Web Witch stuff. It's whatever that publisher is.
Yeah, I don't know if it was them or
Boundless Entertainment.
Yeah, it might maybe them.
That's
or someone
Boundless.
Like them.
Avatar.
It was an Avatar.
Boundless is an Avatar.
Oh, Avatar might have been. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Avatar, Boundless, et cetera, et cetera. I think they were there. Yeah. Besides that, I don't know if there were any other publishers there. So it's really gone downhill on the publisher's side. To the point where, I mean, C2E2 now I think is more of the comic draw now versus Wizard World. Mm-hmm. So Wizard World's really, if you want to see the celebrities. But anyway. Well, one other thing. Wizard World, it was weird because they had it in like two different rooms. They had the main room where they had the dealers and Artist Alley. And then they had another room where they had the celebrities and this other dealer type area. Which was good because I liked that they had like the celebrities separated from the comic book stuff. So they didn't get in the way.
Yeah.
But the additional dealer area by the autograph section was weird. Because they didn't have any comic book dealers. It was all... They didn't even really have a lot of toy dealers. It was like the strangest area. They had like... Medieval Times had a booth. The Marines,
buy a,
I think.
Buy,
I think
a, buy a skirt. Buy help the pet these pets. The healthcare has a buy this insurance.
Seriously, they had the. I think it was either the Army or the Marines had a booth. There was
just sign
all
up.
The other ones, like Peace Corps had a booth. Yeah, I signed up for the Army and Peace Corps.
As you had your young terrorist in the.
Yeah.
In your hand, number one.
But it was the weirdest, and they had like all the drink samples and stuff. It was just a weird little area. And they did, oh, they actually did have a couple, they had like one little strip of like an Artist Alley with a couple comic book creators, which I felt sorry for. And they had Troma. Troma was there selling DVDs. It was the weirdest little area. It was bizarre.
Did they have any Troma girls?
No, no Troma girls. Just some dude.
Damn it.
But anyway, one of the things I picked up in Artist Alley is called The Sires of Time. So Sires, Sires of Time. And this is by J.M. Dragunas. I don't know if I know where he's from. I don't know. I'm not sure if he's local. I don't think he's from Chicago, but I think he's... From the general, oh, here we go, Ohio. So it's from the Midwest. And this book takes place in the time of Merlin and the Knights of the Round Table. And it's so in Camelot. And it's kind of a story in that realm where, what's the woman's name? I can't remember. It was a while ago when I read this.
Guinevere?
No, Morgana Le Fay.
Yeah.
And she's in, I don't know if she's in hell or she's been sent to this other realm, and she's gathering armies in this other realm, and they're going to bring it to Camelot, and she's going to take over and try and kill everyone. And four of the Knights of the Round Table end up, Merlin sends them away so that they can travel through time to try and defeat the evil forces. So Sir Romeus, Sir Bram, Sebastian, and the White Knight get sent away. This was really interesting and really well done. And I like the art. The art is kind of like a Jeremy Bastion style, kind of like a Cursed Pirate Girl, but not as detailed and not as... There's less in a page than Jeremy packs in. Like, Jeremy packs in, like, an incredible amount of things. This doesn't pack in quite as much stuff, which I think is good because it's easier to follow. But it still has a... It's still that kind of detailed rendering. I really liked it. I thought it was great. I enjoyed the story, and I liked the art. So this is highly recommended. He said he's going to start a Kickstarter for bring out a collection. I think he said he's bringing out this first issue and then he's going to bring out a trade for the rest of the series. So I'll definitely mention the Kickstarter when that starts up, because I'm looking forward to it.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was I always like when I find something at a con that is really good. It surprises me.
Very nice. Let's see, I read Star Wars Shattered Empire. This is the journey to the next movie. And it was pretty doggone interesting because it takes place when they're on Endor and they're trying to blow up the moon of Endor, or the one that has the Death Star on it. And Luke is on board and he leaves, and it focuses on two other fighter pilots. And she's actually going to shoot at Luke when he's abandoning the Death Star before it blows. And he says, "No, I'm Luke Skywalker, you know, Commander Luke Skywalker, don't shoot." And she lets him go and they blow it up, and they actually, she goes down to the celebration, and I guess her lover is a rebel trooper, not a pilot, but more like, you know, the guys that were on the ground in Endor with the camouflage uniforms. He was one of those guys. And they get to reunite for a little bit, but it's like Starship Troopers where, you know, they get in the one tent to fuck and then, oh no, we got to go out. And Han Solo says, you know, even though we destroyed this Death Star, there's still factions of the Empire on this moon, and we can't leave these Ewoks to have to fight these bucket heads, so we have to go after that. And that's kind of how it ends, but it was really cool. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And then I finished the No Mercy thing that we were talking about, the busload of kids.
Yeah.
And that is really good. It kind of reminds me of like Lord of the Flies kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Where they're like trapped on, it's like if they were trapped on the island, and like they each form factions and they have to defend themselves against the environment plus coyotes and stuff like that. And their teacher is the only adult that's kind of on this trip. But it's a really good book. I really like it. The downside to it is the four issues don't conclude much. You know, things happen, but it's not like there's a conclusion, and we have to wait until like November, December to get the next issue. So it's going to be a while. And I think the thing that hurt it is I read like the first two like pretty closely back to back on monthly, and then I read 3 and 4 just now. And the one thing that I think I hurt the story reading them apart is I started to forget which characters' personalities there were.
Right, but yeah, that happens when, because there's a large crew of people, right?
Yeah.
Or at least it started out with a large
crew. Well, there's the brother and sister, and the brother's a real dickhead. And those two I really remember, because those are the two characters that have kind of consistently been written, and then they have other factions. And I still remember a lot of them. There's this pretentious girl that has, like, I think she's got diabetes, and There, you know, there's some other characters, but if I go back to read in December, I'm not sure I'm going to remember these people. I'll remember the brother and sister for sure. I'll remember the teacher for sure. I'll remember the pretentious girl, but the other characters, I don't know. You know, if I'll remember them, just because they're not in my mind. But yeah, No Mercy is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to. I think the trade comes out soon.
It was out this week.
Okay. So I'll get that at the end of the month, and then I'll probably read it sometime in 2016. What was the name of that Star Wars book?
It's a funny name. On the cover, it says Star Wars Shattered Empire. The official title inside of the book is Journey to Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Shattered Empire, number one.
Yeah, rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. It's a long ass title, man. I just say Shattered Empire. Yeah. Really good art. Let's see who this is. Greg Rucka and Marco Cicchetto. And I think he did The Punisher with them.
Yeah.
The Punisher series. Familiar. And I can't remember being crazy about the art in Punisher, but this was awesome, and he does a lot of the like rebel fight scenes that are in space with the ships, and they are really well done. Like the choreography and the layout of the ships it's really awesome. It looks great.
Cool. Yeah, they've been doing good with the art.
And Greg Rucka has been really solid. I'm happy with that book. Anything else you want to plug?
No, I guess that's it for comics.
Okay. I have other stuff, but I think that's what I'm gonna not mention some of the other ones because they're not number ones. I will say my 5 out of 5s this week were Starve number 4, Imperium number 5, and Cross Badlands 52 through 54. And now Young Terrorist, because I just promoted it.
Yeah, promoted up.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's
good the way stuff. Things...
Starve is...
Yeah, I'm looking... I'm excited to read
It might
Starve.
Be my favorite book of the year.
Wow.
I read number 3, and I was like, wow, this is awesome, because number 3 builds the relationship up with his daughter, and then they have a crazy-ass show where they have these competitions that are ridiculous. Like, number 3 is like they have to butcher a pig on the show with somebody, you know, like you're the cook, and then you can pick somebody else to assist you. Well, he picks his daughter, and they have to make entrees with it. And number 4 is really fucked up. It's like, you guys have 24 hours and we're going to send you to these different restaurants. And not only that, but these people that you're going to invade their restaurants to cook in, they don't know you're coming and you're going to have to fight them. You're going to have to fight these fuckers to take over their kitchen.
So you got to
as people
take
are
take over a kitchen?
Yeah, as people are fucking eating, you know, in the restaurant and they have to take over the kitchen and find time in those little few hours that they have to make, like, okay, your task is appetizers. You have to make appetizers. We're not going to tell you what's in that fucking kitchen either. You just have to go raid it. You have to find out what it is. You have to fist fight these fucking cooks, take over the kitchen, and then go to the next level, and then we'll call you and let you know when the next level is.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm like, fucking shit. And his ex-wife is just batshit crazy, man. It's insane.
It's awesome that he figured out a way to make like a cooking comic like interesting.
Yeah, and it's weird how society is all fucked up outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's like it's a post-apocalyptic world, but this show is like, it's almost like The Running Man. Do you remember The Running Man? Where there's like a world and Running Man, everybody would go watch it.
Yeah, it's like
that's like what this is, but with the cooking show, you know? And then this only the survive, except people don't die yet.
Yeah, even in a post-apocalyptic world, people still need entertainment, so.
Yeah, but Starve is just, it is no joke, man. And then I concluded Korvac Saga. That ended really well. I talked about that briefly. And Mrs. Deadpool in the Howling Commandos was a lot of fun. It was very lighthearted.
All right, I was reminded of something. Are you getting that Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Previews?
Phantom Stranger, Spectre, and Dr. Fate or something like that. It's like,
yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's one for Mike.
Yeah, definitely. Matter of fact, I really think I should have been getting those because I'm trying to have every DC comic since 1973. And I'm not including the children's books, but to me, that kind of crosses the line into the DC characters, you know?
Right, because it's been crossing over with DC character proper characters.
Yeah. So yeah, TV and movies, man. Starve, you're gonna love the shit out of Starve, and you're gonna love The Cross too. I think you're gonna be there with me, man.
Of course.
On both of these books, you're gonna say, I think they're 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5s.
Yeah.
Well, Cross, I already know I'm gonna like. So
Cross gets
well, and Starve, I love the first issue. So
yeah, Cross gets some damn good artists too. I swear to God. They're a good artist.
Yeah, it's been good like the whole run. I don't remember any bad art.
Yeah. I don't know where they get these guys overseas from, but they can draw the naked body really good. And then and violence, like insane. Like you feel like you're in the panel like when they're running at you, you know? You're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, and they can probably get decent artists because an artist would be good to be on this book because you know it's going to have decent sales and you know people are going to see it, you know, so it's a visible book, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're trying to break out or whatever, it's probably a good book to get on. Get your name out there. As long as you aren't offended easily.
Yeah, there's probably certain artists that I know of that wouldn't draw this thing.
Yeah, a lot of artists.
Because it pushes... It pushes the questionable buttons.
you can't have any objections to
just when you think anything. That Cross can't get any worse, like you're like, okay, they've thought of this, they thought of that, and they thought of that. You can't get any worse than that. They think of it. And you're like, what the fuck?
Isn't there one where the baby got its head chopped off by the helicopter blade?
Yeah. I still can't believe that cover is legal. The one that I have where they have a girl split at the groin.
Chainsaw one?
Yeah. And they have a chainsaw going right through her crotch. Damn.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And they're kids.
They're
kids in a playground, man. God dang.
I tell you, the real sick people are the ones who bought that cover.
Yeah. Collector's
item. That's the one you gotta watch out for. The one you gotta watch out for. All right, TV and movies. The new TV show should be starting soon.
Yeah, I'm kind of not looking forward to that because I'm not caught up on the old one.
You still gotta catch up.
Yeah, Gotham already starts this week. I'm caught up on Gotham. I'm caught up on Flash. I'm caught up on Arrow. I'm caught up on two episodes behind on The Strain. I'm almost caught up on Daredevil. I only have two more to go.
Oh, you made some progress on that one, huh?
I did. I watched four of the last on Friday night.
I got to catch up on that.
It is really good.
Yeah, I like the last one I watched. I think it was getting better.
See, I think Gotham was like my favorite, like comic property to TV, you know. Mm-hmm. Until I saw Daredevil, because Daredevil is just—I don't know. There's some rich moments in there, like It's even the simple moments, like where Claire, she's like supposed to be like the night nurse, is talking to Daredevil. Like those are some of the best scenes. And then some of the scenes I absolutely love is when he goes to visit the priest. I fucking love those scenes because like Daredevil's ingrained in Catholicism, like it always has been. And
Right.
those scenes to me are like so good and emotional that I'm like, this is just too good. And the scenes between him and Foggy have been like excellent.
Yeah,
And
Foggy's awesome.
Karen too is awesome from True Blood. She's a great actress. So, and the guy who plays Ben Urich, he's fascinating. Oh, the Kingpin, the guy from Full Metal Jacket, he's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't see any pictures of who was playing the Kingpin before I got
Yeah.
it before I saw him on the film. And I liked how they did it because like they just show him like from behind and you're like, oh, I know who that is. And
Yep.
then they brought him around. And I'm like, hey, that works.
It works really well. Some of the Daredevil runs that I remember really distinctively is with Kingpin and Vanessa. And Vanessa's his it was his wife. And I swear to you, the actress that they picked to be Vanessa is like right out of the comic. Like I remember those panels and I'm like, that's fucking Vanessa. Like I'm like, how did they get her to be like that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's an amazing show. I'm excited to finish that show. The other one that I'm really enjoying right now is The Walking Dead, the other one. And
Oh, the precursor.
that's what got me into the precursor to finish the precursor of Cross because it's in that vein. It's like
So
people don't
you wanted
this.
more of that?
Yeah, this is like, yeah, I wanted more. That's why I read The Crossed, and it like makes that look like Candyland. The Crossed is so much worse. But that series is good because it's like you don't know what to believe. Like cops are like, what the fuck's going on? I shot this guy fucking five times. Why is he getting up? You know, it's insane. It's like right during the outbreak. Nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I love the origin stories of disasters
So Fear
or
the Walking Dead and
apocalyptic
Daredevil have been
situations.
my TV.
Yeah, TV, I've just been watching Rent, trying to fit to clear up my TiVo so I have room for new shows.
Yeah.
Trying to get some stuff out of the way. And I've been watching this one comedy on Hulu because I'm going to get rid of Hulu, so I want to try to watch through anything that I wanted to see before I get rid of it. So I've been watching Miranda, which is a British comedy, which is very funny, as a lot of British comedies are. Did watch a couple movies. I watched Love and Mercy last night on DVD, which is the Brian Wilson movie. So it tells the and this is another one that does the time thing where it shows the modern day Brian Wilson, who's played by John Cusack, and then the younger Brian Wilson, who's played by Paul Dano, I think is his name.
Is
And it's really
the Beach Boys?
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah. And I think this just was just released on DVD, so I think it was in theaters earlier this year. So, I mean, the story of Brian Wilson is a sad one because he's like such a genius when it comes to music, but he had mental issues throughout his whole life. And I didn't really know a lot about the details of his life, so this kind of revealed a lot of them to me. It's sad what all the stuff he went through. But they did a really, really good job. I think that both the actors who play him did an amazing job of portraying him. So it's interesting. It's not really a story of the Beach Boys, even though they do get into, like, it starts out with them kind of rising to fame and then Brian Wilson working on Pet Sounds, which he worked on Pet Sounds when, I guess, his brothers or brothers and cousins or whatever, whoever made up the Beach Boys, did a tour of Japan, and he didn't want to go because he was to the point where he didn't like traveling. So they went to Japan while he worked on Pet Sounds, and that's where he kind of went in a different direction. That's where they started going in a kind of a different direction, because that's where he started going more experimental in his music. So where the earlier albums were more of the you know, surfing guy kind of music, the poppy stuff.
Yeah.
He went like more experimental and deeper and way more in more deep lyrics and much sadder songs than they previously did. Much deeper songs than they previously did. So, and he did all this like without knowing what his brothers were going to think of it. Like when they came back from Japan, when he let them listen to it, he was worried that they were going to hate it, which some of them did.
Yeah.
It's interesting though. And then all the stuff with his mental problems and the doctor that was treating him and what he did to him. You know, we all know the story turned out well, because eventually he got well enough to release his solo album in 2004 or something. So I think he's still doing stuff, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know much about him. I'm not a huge Beach Boy fan. But what are some of the stuff that he went through? I don't understand. I don't know much about the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Well, he started he had mental problems where he was like hallucinating and just had trouble. He had a lot of troubles. And the doctor he got, they didn't say, I don't remember if in the movie they show when he actually got hooked up with his doctor, but the doctor said that he had paranoid schizophrenia and put him on a bunch of drugs. So basically, he went into a deep depression and spent like 3 years in bed. And then, so he got hooked up with his doctor, and the doctor said he had paranoid schizophrenia and put him on a bunch of drugs. So he spent like the next, I don't know how many years, 10 years, basically drugged up, unable to do anything. And the doctor was kind of abusive. The doctor actually took over his house, and Brian moved into a second house that he owned that was actually smaller than the first house. So the doctor was living in his house, and he was like verbally abusive to him, constantly like yelling at him and keeping him in this like almost vegetative state because with all the drugs. So eventually, and kind of the main story arc, or one of the main story arcs in the movie, is Brian meeting this girl, and this girl kind of falling in love with this girl. And
was he stable at the time though, or was he still having trouble?
He was still having trouble. Yeah. He was still having trouble, but a lot of it, I don't know. It's hard to tell because all the drugs he was on.
But then what happens?
You have to see the movie.
I'm not going to see it. I have okay, too much Daredevil to read. I mean, watch. And the only reason I'm watching TV a lot lately is because of exercise. Like, I can't read. If I could read comics and exercise at the same time, there would be no TV.
Yeah.
but because I can't.
Purpose for it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's when I exercise, I watch Daredevil or I watch, you know, Fear the Walking Dead or whatever. And now they're going to release the Kraken with all these new shows, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay, so for Brian Wilson, he meets this girl and starts dating her, and then the doctor's played by I'm blanking on his name now.
Is he a good doctor, or is he like not good? I mean, what's your impression?
No, he's horrible. I mean, he was basically using Brian Wilson to fund his life, I guess.
Oh, wow.
It got to the point where he was the, like...
So he wasn't looking after for his better... He was saying, as long as he's under my care, I'm going to be making money and publicity. Right. So.
Well, he was like the... what's it called? Like, when you get, like... When you're responsible for... You get responsible... Legal guardian or whatever.
Yeah.
He became, like, his legal guardian and was responsible for everything.
Did any of his, like, close... Beach Boys or any of his friends say
no, because well, like, they all knew.
Should we go to get a second opinion, or is there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they did, but I think by that point, I mean, I think they just wanted him to get help, but I think they also kind of didn't like Brian anymore, because I don't know, I guess there must have been some kind of riff or whatever. But he tells the girl that he hasn't talked to, like, his family, like, in a few years. He said he hadn't talked to his kids in, like, a couple, 3 years or something, or his ex-wife. So he was kind of, like, completely separated from everyone. Because I think the doctor said that he didn't want him to have any contact with his past life because that was hurting him and not allowing him to move on or whatever and causing part of his problems. So eventually, so the girl he was dating, who's played by Elizabeth Banks. Oh, and the doctor, why am I blanking on his name? Paul Giamatti, that's it. So the doctor's played by Paul Giamatti, who, I mean, Paul Giamatti is awesome at playing, like, angry men, so he was perfect in the role. So eventually the girl... She talks to the... so they break up for a while, but then Brian Wilson wants to see her again, so she comes over. I think that... Is that why she came over at that time? Well, anyway, she talks to the... or the maid at the house pulls her aside and says... Shows her, like, this big bottle of pills and says, I've been taking the pills. I've been taking Brian's pills because the doctor's given him too much. Like, it's way too much. He can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And the doctor's trying to force Brian to make a new album. So he's, like, yelling at him, trying to get him to, like, make an album. So eventually, so the girlfriend calls, like, all Brian's brothers and stuff and ex-wife and tries to, like, get help for him, but none of them want to do it. None of them, like, believe her, I guess, because they trust the doctor. So eventually, the nurse finds a will of Brian's in the printer, Brian's will in the printer, and grabs it, where the doctor is now, like, the sole sole beneficiary of his will, and all the original stuff in the will has been crossed out and replaced by, like, stuff going to the doctor.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, so she takes that and shows it to the wife, his ex-wife, and his brother, and then that's when they bring a lawsuit. They brought a lawsuit against the doctor and basically got the doctor, got his license got stripped away, and then he was got a restraining order, so he couldn't go anywhere near Brian. So basically, and then they said that Brian saw doctors, like, at UCLA, and they re-diagnosed him, and they didn't say what he was diagnosed with, but they said he wasn't diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Like, that was an incorrect diagnosis in the first place.
So he could have gotten better. Like,
yeah. So they got him on. Yeah. They got him on the right medications now. So he's better now.
Wow. That sounds interesting. That sounds an interesting film.
Yeah. It was really good. It was really well done. I enjoyed it, and they did a good job. I like John Cusack too. It was really good. And it's interesting. You get to see some of the... So, like I said, the movie's mostly about Brian and his story, but you also get some of the Beach Boys stuff in there, too, to learn a little bit about their dynamic and everything and their music.
Cool. Any other movies?
I did watch this one other movie off of Hulu, but I can't remember what it's called now. It was a time travel
movie. Was this other one a library thing?
The Beach Boys one was, yeah.
I only watched the Visit, which we already kind of talked about at the beginning of the episode. And I watched The Burbs again because retrocast, but...
Retrocise.
Yeah.
Should we wrap?
Yeah, we could wrap. So this has been Geek Brunch. You can reach us at DBM00, at @do_what, and at Mike Myers Brunch on the Twitters. And you can leave an iTunes review and make us happy at Geek Brunch Podcast. And we are at Mike, Micah, and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. You could send us email. On the Facebooks, you could type Geek space Brunch space Podcast and click the like button and follow all the episodes there that are released. And that includes Retrocast and Mike M's Weekly Reads and also Valiant Verses now. So that is all on the Geek Brunch feed. And I think that's it. You got anything else to say?
That's it for me.
All right. Staple your stomachs, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Yeah,
don't put any magnets near me. They'll stick to my belly.
The next con, I'm gonna be Magnet Man.
I'm like, why am I walking this way? I want to walk the other way. Why am I walking
towards
Mike?
I'm gonna magnet you towards the Mort and Joe to get spray painted. That's what I'm gonna do.
Got a big electromagnet.
I'm gonna cosplay as Magneto and just be wearing this huge magnet.
Drag me around.
Stop That's it! Right. You will go to this meat restaurant. Come in. And then I'm gonna put little magnets in the meat. You see what I'm gonna do there?
I want to go to the raw food place. Oh, I'm being drawn away.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good Sunday. Bye. All right.
Yeah.